on the air and on the web at KMIL.com. This is 105.1 The Ranch. The Ranch is KMIL, Cameron, Rockdale, Academy.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Yeoman Football is on the air, live on the ranch. Fighting Yeoman Football is brought to you by Citizens National Bank, Cameron Tire Store, Rattler's Convenience Stores, by Cameron Nursing Center, Texas Land Bank, by Cox AC and Heating, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, by Little River Materials, Milam Auto Supply, your CarQuest parts store, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Capolino Dodd and Krebs, by Smile at the World Orthodontics, Buckhold State Bank, Cameron Branch, The Bling Box and Gypsy Glow Tanning, by Anderley Lumber Company, Ebco Development, Standards Home Health and Hospice, Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealer, and by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Now it's football time.
Tonight, the Cameron Yeoman return home to Yost Stadium for the next 2 weeks, facing two of the next three at home. It's homecoming tonight in Cameron as the Yeoman gets set to host the Troy Trojans, who come in at 1-3 in District 13 2A Division 1. Meanwhile, the Yeoman 4-0 after winning on the road last week, beating McGregor 24-14. Good evening, Rob Reed, here along with our coach, Ed Colley, and welcome into the pregame coverage of Yeoman football. Tonight we'll talk about the implications of this game, which could possibly clinch a playoff spot in 2A Division 1 Region 4. A Cameron win tonight coupled with a McGregor win over Marlin would clinch a playoff spot for the Yeoman. We'll hear from Coach Rick Rhodes on the pregame, and we'll break this one down here. A break, and then we're back on the pregame show live from Yost Stadium.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
When you need to find a part at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in to CarQuest.
Milam Auto in Cameron is your CarQuest store. They've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it yourself and do it for less. Milam Auto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
When you want some help from a fellow car lover, it's all in one place, as you'll discover. Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Cameron Yeoman football continues here on the ranch. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley as we get set for homecoming night tonight at Yost Stadium. Also a memorial flagpole dedication that will happen before the game tonight as well. About 5 minutes from now, they'll get underway with Cameron ISD honoring 1989 Yohai graduate Master Sergeant Charles Price III, who was part of the 1st Battalion of the 67th Armor Regiment and gave his life serving our country in August of last year, and was a member of awarded the Bronze Star Medal, Purple Heart, and Meritorious Service Medal. A memorial flagpole has been constructed here at the stadium in his honor, and Fort Hood's 1st Cavalry Division Horse Detachment will be presenting that flag for the ceremony as well. So an emotional night in memory of Charles, who served his country and gave the ultimate sacrifice. And that gets underway tonight here as well. And it is homecoming as the Troy Trojans come in. They are 3-4 on the season, 1-3 in District 13 2A Division 1, picking up their first win of the year last week in a shootout with Salado. 65-37 was the final. And temper that output a little bit because it came against Salado, who was dead last in the district, giving up almost 500 yards of total offense per game. And in stark contrast, you look at the numbers that the Yo defense allows, and it's about half of that defensively. Offensively, Cameron and Troy, though, very similar as far as numbers go, as the Yeomen come into tonight averaging 377 in total offense per game. Troy's averaging 373 in their seven games. And, of course, when you talk about Troy, it's their slot T offense, and you realize that, that most of what they do offensively is on the ground. Very little of what they do is through the air, averaging about 300 yards a ball game on the ground. And the last offense that the Yeomen faced like that, Lago Vista, the Yeomen, despite, you know, with the exception of one long run, it was kind of a weird, almost a freak play type of thing. The Yeomen completely shut down Lago Vista's slot T offense.
Well, they did, and I'm anxious to see if Troy runs it exactly the same way. A lot of people line up in the slot T, and they'll run a lot of misdirection things right and left. Others line up and come at you with power, and so it'll be interesting to see if that's what Troy does tonight, because all that misdirection and everything that Lago Vista ran was not effective.
Well, something's got to give when you come in and your offense is averaging 300 yards a game on the ground. The defense from Cameron allows 146 on average per game, and it's been much less in some instances against that Yo defense. Let's look at their offense first of all. And this morning on his radio show, Coach Rick Rhodes talked about the Trojans on the offensive side of the football.
They're a slot T offense. Now, the thing that they will do a little bit different than Lago Vista, at times during the ball game, they will spread it out and put two receivers out, you know, and try to throw the ball a little bit. But for the most part, they're going to be in a slot T. Very, you know, very ground-oriented offense. They try to get you on play-action passes. They do a good job with, you know, with the what I call the fullback belly and things in the buck sweep. You know, their players up front, we've already talked about their fullback, Bodazai Farmer, and their quarterback, Kyle Whitley. Their tailback, you know, Justin Saxon is a good player in his own right. Offensively, that offense always kind of evolves around the guards, and they've got two good ones, number 56, Josh DeGruy, and number 62, Dakota Chandler. And so those guys do a great job for them. It's going to be a big, big test, you know, for our defense.
Well, you hear Coach Rhodes talk about Bodazaifa Farmer. He is out tonight. He will not play. Has been banged up a lot of the year. He is on crutches tonight. And the man that took his place last week against Salado, Colton Mayo, ran for over 250 yards last week for the Trojans in that win. And Kyle Whitley is another guy that coming into the season, I mean, Coach Jay Siebert used him a little bit of everywhere. You'd see him line up at tight end. You'd see him split out wide, see him in the backfield. We saw him last year a lot as a sophomore, used in a lot of different ways. He had to make the move to quarterback a couple of weeks ago, and they kind of came out a little bit in that ball game running a little version of the Wildcats. So we may see a little bit of that offense tonight out of them as well. And, of course, you know, it comes down to turnovers and penalties so many times. We talked about that last week, and that was a big key to the Yeoman's success last week. Four interceptions and two fumble recoveries. And as far as the flags go, Coach, it seemed like the Yeoman cut down on those penalties to a certain degree. Still had a few to work on.
Oh, yeah, they will, because of the nature of their offense. We try to run wide quite often on plays that are designed to go inside, and we bounce them to the outside. And the outside, your wide receivers have the toughest job. The year that we went to the state finals, we had the finest blocking wide receivers I've seen in a long time. We had pretty good last year, but this year they're better, but they're still having to hold those blocks as long as they're having to hold them. There's going to be holding penalties, and the officials are sitting right there watching it. So I think the more we can keep the ball inside of those wide receivers, our penalties will be reduced.
All right, let's look at the defensive side of the football. And Troy is physical, similar to the alignment that the Yeomen use. This morning on his radio show, Coach Rhodes gave us a scouting report on the Troy defense.
They're a defense very similar to ours. For the most part, they're going to be a 3-4 defense, a lot like you see us play. They've got a very good nose guard. Junior Garrett Penny plays very good for them on their defensive front. You know, you got to have if you're going to play that defense, you've got to have a really good nose guard. Linebackers, they're anchored by junior number 52, James Bradford's very, very good. Number 30, Manoa Rivera is pretty good, and number 20, Oliver Chance. They play their position very, very well and very, very physical. The secondary guys, they're cover two, cover four look, which we see a lot. Safeties include number 9, sophomore Austin Tulasic, and a number 11, junior Ryan Cox. Those guys do a great job of staying over the top. And then their corners, are pretty good too. Jake Schmidt and number 1, Dwayne Freeman. And so it's going to be a big test for us offensively. You know, they do a lot of things with their outside linebackers. You know, most of the time they bring one of them. So it's going to be a big test for our offensive line and our running back just picking up the protection.
All right, and when you talk about the Yeoman passing game, one of the areas that has been a big key for the Yeoman is the way that they throw the football. 6 different receivers Capriva threw to last week, 8 different receivers in the week before that, as we've got an early coin toss. According to my clock, we're still about 12 minutes away from kickoff, but the captains from both teams are out on the field for the coin toss, which is brought to you tonight by Marek Burns Label Funeral Home, serving Central Texas since 1908. Denzel Haynes, along with Mike Levon, Edgar Luna, and Tyler Sapp are the captains for the Yeoman out there as they do the coin toss here a little bit earlier than we are used to. The Yeoman have won that toss and have deferred until the second half. Coach, let's talk about the passing game. And this morning, Coach Rhodes talked about that point, trying to defend the Yeoman passing game.
When we're about to play somebody and they're looking at us, I want them to look at us and say, "Whoa, we got to stop everybody. You know, we can't just stop this running back or this receiver." You know, and that's the thing I'm real pleased with right now. We're running the ball very well. Keaton's having a good year. So, you know, they know they've got to stop the run. But when you look on our perimeter, well, who are you going to cover? You better cover them all, because each and every one of them are contributing right now.
All right, and that's been an effective thing. You know, you take a look back a year ago, and you knew that you had to shut down. If you're going to play defense against the offense, you knew you're going to have to shut down Dede Westbrook for a lot of the year. But this year, there are so many different receivers that the Yeoman offense is using. It's definitely a tough game plan to defend. We're going to the reason for the early coin toss is the colors will be presented here tonight by the 1st Cavalry Horse Division, as they are here, Fort Hood's 1st Cavalry Horse Detachment, and they are presenting the flags for the ceremony here tonight at Yeoman Stadium. And, of course, that is all in honor of Master Sergeant Charles Price III, and the flagpole dedication here at the stadium tonight as the horses from the 1st Cav Detachment are making their way across Yeoman Stadium. Let's take a 60-second timeout, and we'll come right back here to Yeoman Stadium for homecoming tonight as the Cameron Yeoman host the Troy Trojans.
Have you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October, because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012, in stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics, with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
And welcome back to the pregame show here on a homecoming, frigid homecoming night.
Yes, sir. Compared to what we've been having, this is frigid.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting in the stands last night watching the seventh grade. It was just muggy and sweating and still. And then it blew in, and it changed drastically. Let's see. We are looking at the 13-2A standings here in the pregame show, where the Cameron Yeoman, of course, atop the standing all alone at 4-0. Marlin and McGregor are tied for second in the standings currently at 3-1. Florence is 2-2 along with Lago. Salado 1-3. Troy is at 1-3. And Academy is winless in district as we head into week 5 of league play here on this cold Friday night.
And the interesting thing about that is that Marlin and McGregor are playing tonight, and Florence and Lago Vista are playing. So one or both of them's getting ready to be knocked out of the race.
Want to give me a pick on those two games?
I'd have to go with McGregor and Lago Vista.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think McGregor will win. I think Florence will win.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just kind of my gut feeling. Right now we are having the flagpole dedication, memorial flagpole dedication, honoring Master Sergeant Charles LeVon Price III. Brand new flagpole down in the east end zone.
Are you also aware that they have dedicated Highway 77 from out here where the traffic light is all the way to Rockdale has been dedicated to him as well? That was done by the county.
Well, that is fantastic. Price was part of the 1st Battalion, 67th Armor Regiment, and gave his life in the line of duty. He lost his life on August the 12th of last year. He served our country for 21 years, and this memorial flagpole is being dedicated. Tonight we'll take it down to the field. Somber and touching moment for one of our hometown fallen heroes as we honor Master Sergeant Charles LeVon Price III. The national anthem, as you heard, has been performed. The coin toss has been performed at midfield, and we are moments away now from opening up this game, Homecoming 2012, as the Cameron Yeoman hosts the Troy Trojans. We're back in just a moment.
This is Lindy Sanders with Texas Land Bank, your country living lender, wishing the Yeoman best of luck this season. And remember, when you're looking for that perfect place in Yeo Country, Give us a call at 254-778-8111 or visit us online at texaslandbank.com. Texas Land Bank, we finance yo country living.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you, step by step.
Welcome back to Yo Stadium as we are awaiting grounds crew performance here tonight after the horses have has been evident to have been on the field, and officials are kind of flabbergasted, I think. They're not sure how to handle that, but somebody's got some cleaning up to do before we kick off here tonight as we are only minutes away from the kickoff. This game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans. Coach Troy comes in here as of late showing a pretty high potence offense.
Well, the thing about it is at the beginning of the year, Joe, this was one of the top four teams in the district. Everybody was talking about McGregor and Cameron, Lago Vista, and Troy, and Troy having as many guys back as they did. Everybody was saying the Troy Trojans are going to have something to say about this, and they've gotten off to a slow start with one win and three losses, but that doesn't mean their potential's not still there, and realizing that they have to win tonight to have any kind of chance of getting into the playoffs, gives them a little added motivation.
Yes, it does, and I saw some quotes in some local papers about how excited they are to be having to have this opportunity to play the number two team in the state. It would certainly put some, some kick in their step if they could knock off the Cameron Yeoman here tonight.
Well, that would give anybody a kick in their step. If they can come in and beat an undefeated team, and especially the Cameron Yeoman, it gives them a great incentive. And Cameron Yeoman, one of the things that you have to worry about when you're 4-0 and you're 7-0 is the very fact that you cannot have a letdown, because folks know you're number two in the state, and they're going to come and they're going to play their very best. They want to have that upset, so the Cameron Yeoman cannot afford a letdown.
Well, we've got
the cleanup crew.
Who is that?
Standing over. That's Brad Vosselin.
Brad Vosselin gets the chores. No scoop, no shovel, just a rag and, a pair of palms. And he's bagged it.
I hope somebody got a picture of that, actually.
He has bagged it, and we are moments away.
That's got to go in the annual. I guarantee it's got to go in the annual.
All right.
And his service record.
I didn't catch the coin toss, so somebody tell me what happened.
Cameron Yeoman won it. They deferred to the second half. So Troy will be receiving to our right.
All right, our opening kickoff coming up. And tonight's first quarter is brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Cameron. You're going to have to bear with us, folks, because the numbers on these visiting jerseys are very difficult to see. Daniel Worcester is one of the men back deep to receive, and I can't make out the other one.
If you're here, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference, because they got white numbers on white jerseys, and they're trimmed very thin in maroon. So we're having trouble seeing them. Unless we can read it off their sleeve, it's going to be difficult for us to identify the Trojan.
Yeah, I believe that may even be Dwayne Freeman over there with Worcester back to receive the kickoff from Michael Ebon. The Cameron Yeoman will be moving into the wind, it looks like. No, kind of with the wind at their backs, kind of crosswind blowing here tonight, but it will be more to their backs than not as the Yeoman move from left to right. Are from west to east here in the first quarter. High kick. It's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line by Freeman, and he is going to be wrapped up by Zach Riola at the 23-yard line. Great open field tackle by Riola on Freeman.
I mean, he played off that blocker perfectly, and as soon as the ball carrier made his break, he was there face to face.
So the Trojans will start from their own 23-yard line, first and 10. as we will see the quarterback, Kyle Whitley, bring his team to the line of scrimmage and line up in a slot left, two backs behind Whitley. A man in motion, and motion in the line, and flags and whistles, and the Trojans will be starting off with a first and 15.
Well, what happened is a Cameron Yeoman, as soon as the man started in motion, shifted. They shifted their defense towards the motion, and one of the Trojans jumped.
That was Worcester, who went in motion from left to right as the offense is facing the defense. But, yeah, the offensive line in there jumped, and it's first down and 15 now, back at the 18-yard line.
And we're used to seeing the defense in motion as well.
From the huddle, sprinting to the line as Whitley goes underneath, and the handoff is to the tailback. Looks like the ball popped loose. The Cameron Yeoman say they have it, and they do. Yeoman football at the 23-yard line.
Well, this has been something that the Yeoman have used to get off the quick starts since district play began. Colton Mayo, the fullback, who is playing for the injured Boda Zyfa Farmer. And that ball stripped out of there, and the Yeoman come away with it. Great field position.
So the Yeoman could strike quickly here as the offense is on the field after the first play from scrimmage. Troy commits the turnover from the 23-yard line. Capriva will go in a naked backfield with Trips coming to the near side, Twins to the far side. First and 10 for the Yeoman at the Troy 23. Quick pass left side. It's caught by Sims. He avoids one man at the 19. He is inside the 10 and banged out of bounds at the 8-yard line. A 15-yard catch and run by Aaron Sims, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman.
Inside the Malares Discount Center red zone.
And just like that, you got it.
All right, this time he'll have Denio to his left with twin receivers on both sides. Shelton split out wide right, Sims in the slot right. Feltz and Sheffield go left. Back to pass, looking left. As Sheffield on a slant into the end zone. Touchdown, yo.
All right, the Cameron Yeoman strike quickly, capitalize on that turnover, and lead it 6-0. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive coming up shortly as the Yeoman line up for the Milam Auto Carquest extra point. Colton Shelton will hold for Michael Yvonne. 28 seconds off the game clock, and the Yeoman have reached pay dirt. Here is the Milam Auto Carquest extra point. The snap, the hold, and the kick. And it's all just like you'd draw it up. And with 11:32 left in the first quarter, the Yeoman capitalize on that turnover. They lead the Troy Trojans 7-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman football on the Ranch.
Do you need tire rotation, brake replacement, or an oil change? Then you need to stop by and let the certified service department at Stanley Lynn Autoplex go to work for you. Stanley Lynn Autoplex has expertly trained mechanics ready to answer your questions and provide you with fantastic friendly service. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 8 to noon. Stanley Lynn Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron. Find fantastic service, great selections, and great prices at Stanley Lynn Autoplex.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Freeman and Worcester back to receive the kickoff from Michael Yvonne after the two-play scoring drive by the Yeoman high kick. Freeman will field it at the 10. He's up to the 15, coming to the near side, breaks a tackle, and heads north up to about the 29-yard line, and that's where the Trojans will put it into play. Well, the Cameron Yeoman, here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, took over at the Troy 23-yard line after a turnover, a fumble. And it only took them two plays, both through the air. And Aaron Sims, 14-yard catch and a run. And then an 8-yard catch and run by Colton Sheffield. So Capriva is 2 for 2 with a touchdown tonight, and the Yeoman lead at 7-0. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Handoff to the tailback, and he bangs his way across the 30 up to about the 35-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain. And it's 2nd down and 4 now for the Trojans.
The young man carrying the ball, Mayo, picked up 265 yards last week, so I think we'll see a steady diet of him.
This time the slot is left, and Worcester comes in motion. It's a handoff again to Mayo, and this time just the reverse side. And the Yo defense over here on the right side has it snuffed out for only a 2-yard gain, and it's 3rd down and 2. 7-0, the Yeoman already lead it here early in this ball game. 3rd and 2 for the Trojans from their own 33-yard line. Slot left, and Whitley hands off again. And another fumble and a scramble for it, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 46-yard line.
Well, that's Mayo. He had enough for the first down. He had about a 6-yard gain, but dropped the ball on the ground for the second time.
Well, the Yeoman continue to take the football away. 6 turnovers last week. And what have they run? 4 offensive plays?
4, and 2 of those are fumbles.
And 2 of them are fumbles.
10:23 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 Yeoman, and they have the ball at the Troy 46-yard line as Capriva will put Keaton Denio to his left in the backfield, trips to the near side. That is the wide side of the field as the ball is on the far hash mark. Yeoman again moving away from the scoreboard end zone, or from west to east here at Yeo Field here in the first.
They have no safeties.
And it's an option play and a pitch out to Keaton Denio, who runs into traffic in the backfield and does not get back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, they had that one well defense. The man took the quarterback, and the man who was supposed to have the pitch man, nobody was blocking on him, so that's going to be the result. Every time you can't block the guy who's going to have the pitch man, you're going to lose yardage.
A loss of 3. It is 2nd down and 13 for the Yeoman. Now that time the Trojans had no safeties.
No.
Everybody was in about 3 yards or 4 yards of the line of scrimmage. This time they do have a safety on a 2nd down and 13. Lots of shifting defensively. Denio gets the call up the middle, has some room across the 45, hurdles across the 40, and is down at the 39-yard line. That is a gain of 10, but coupled with the 3-yard loss to start this possession, sets up a 3rd down and 3 for the Yeoman.
I want to remind you, we'll be giving away a $100 gas card, or at least I should say $100 gas cards that up for grabs. We'll draw a name at halftime for that from Rattler's Convenience Store.
3rd down and 3 for the Yeoman. 4 wideouts, and Denio in the backfield as Capriva getting the signal from the sidelines. Now takes the snap, and he'll hand off to Denio again. Denio cuts upfield, has the first, and dives down to the 34-yard line. A gain of 5. He needed 3, and it'll move the chains.
There was a Cameron Yeoman offensive lineman so glad to see Denio make that cut, because he had missed his block and his man was standing right there getting ready to tackle him. Denio cut inside. You can almost see the look of relief on his face.
Trips to the wide side of the field as the ball is on the near hash mark. It's Justin Pratt alone to the near side as Capriva will take the snap and drop straight back. Looking for Pratt. He's got it at the 25, down to the 20, and out of bounds at the 18-yard line inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone once again. 16 yards on the catch and run then by Justin Pratt. And the Yeoman have it 1st and 10 at the Trojan 18-yard line. Jalen White, Zach Feltz, and Colton Sheffield wide left, Justin Pratt wide right. Yeoman knocking on the door of a 2-score lead here as Capriva drops back. Screen pass set up perfectly. Keaton Denio's got it at the 20, inside the 15, and lowers his head and punishes his way down to the 11-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 7. It will be 2nd down and 3 for the Yeoman. This drive started after the second turnover of the night by the Trojans back at their at the Trojan 46-yard line. This is the sixth play of this drive as the Yeomen are just outside the Trojan 10-yard line. Trips to the near side. Shuffield wide to the left. Hand off to Denio again up the middle, and he stumbles inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. They'll mark him knee down at the 9, and it will be third down and short for the Yeomen.
He was a shoestring away from breaking that one.
And we'll take it back down.
All right, the Yeomen need about a yard. They can pick up a first down without a touchdown as the ball is spotted right on the 9-yard line. Pratt and Feltz go wide right. White and Shuffield to the left side. To the left of Capriva is Denio on third and short. Takes the snap, drops back, looks right, now left. Wide open was Colton Shuffield in the end zone, and he dropped it.
He cannot believe it. That ball was right there. All he had to do was catch it, and he's usually got very sure hands, and it just dropped.
Well, Colton can't believe it, and most of the Yo fans that are here for homecoming can't believe it either. Sets up a fourth down. Looks like the Yeomen are going to go for it. Three men wide left as White, Feltz, and Shuffield go to that side. Pratt alone to the right side. Denio, the running back, in the backfield. Play clock down to 5. Getting the call from the sideline. Capriva takes it. He's going to keep it. Runs it right side to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeomen.
So Jason Capriva goes 9 yards on the quarterback keeper over right tackle. He follows Keaton Denio's block. And from 9 yards out, the Yeomen again take advantage of a Trojan turnover. They'll lead it 13-0 with a Minamoto CarQuest extra point coming up. Shelton holds for Yvonne. And it's down, and it's up, and it's good. So with 7:50 left in the first quarter, 2 for 2 for the Yeomen. They lead it 14-0. We're back to Yo Stadium in a moment.
Discover the many services that Standards Home Health can provide for you or a loved one in need of in-home health care, like skilled nursing care, home health aides, cardiac recovery, pulmonary recovery, physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy services. And for those difficult times, they provide compassionate hospice care. Standards Home Health, raising the standards for in-home health care in the state of Texas. Call today for a free in-home consultation, 1-888-671-7007.
And your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive goes like this. After the second Trojan turnover of the night, the Yeomen start that drive on their 40s on the Trojan 46-yard line. It took them 8 plays to go the distance. Just methodically moved it that 46 yards, and it was capped off by that 9-yard Capriva run. The extra point was good. 8 plays, 46 yards, 14-0. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. As Yvonne now tees it up, this entire first quarter so far, not much of it really gone. Not even halfway through yet, but it's all been played in Trojan into the field. And Yvonne boots it away. Freeman will field it at his 11-yard line. Straight up the gut. And bang down at the 28-yard line. The Yeomen lead it. Rogers leading Gerald 7-0.
Troy Trojans came in here knowing that they needed to maintain the possession of the ball as much as they could. Very few penalties and no turnovers, and they've started off with 2 fumbles and given up 2 touchdowns.
Look at the shotgun.
Yeah, how about that? With trip receivers wide to the right. Whitley will drop back. What was that?
Worcester, the man way out wide, started moving.
It's all right. He was moving backwards.
Yeah, there had to be another one moving somewhere. You can do that, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah, unless there were 2 people moving.
Well, I think there may have been some movement on the left side as well. Coach Rhodes said they'll come out in a little spread look from time to time. Also, with Whitley at quarterback, they have been known to run a little bit of a wildcat formation as well.
A lot of in and outs over there on the offensive side for the Trojans. And now they're set. Sprint to the line of scrimmage. And we'll go back to the slot T, wing slot left. as the handoff goes to Mayo. No, the quarterback Whitley keeps it, and no.
Wing back.
Mayo, that's Mayo.
The counter coming back from
there. That's not Mayo, it was
Saxton.
Number two, Saxton. Yeah. Number two is Worcester.
That guy, yeah.
Yeah, Worcester. Can you see the numbers okay down there?
I see them a little better than you do.
I guarantee you, you do. Slot right. Whitley in motion, rather the slot in motion. The handoff up the middle.
That is Mayo.
That was Mayo for about 7 yards on the carry.
That's their bread and butter play right there. The fullback off tackle with the halfback leading ahead of him with the man coming in motion. That's their bread and butter. We're going to have to stop that play.
Actually, that's bread and mayo, Coach.
Excuse me. I should have known.
Third down and three, slot right. And the handoff again right up the middle to Mayo, and he churns his way across the 40 to the 42-yard line and picks up the first down. That's the first down of the night for the Trojans.
Well, you might as well get ready to see a steady diet of this because that is their play to run. And it's been very successful here tonight, other than the fact that they fumbled it twice.
42-yard line, first and 10, slot left for the Trojans. Whitley under center, and he's going to keep it right up the middle, and he is going to be wrestled down after about a 3-yard gain to the 45. Second down and 7 for the Trojans. 6 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. The Yeomen already out to a 14-0 lead. Slot left this time as Whitley will send Worcester in motion. And the handoff to Mayo right side. And very little room there as he gets a couple to the 47. And it's third down and 5 now for the Trojans. Trojans need the Yeoman 48-yard line for the first. Ball rest at the Trojan 47. Slot left. That is Worcester in the slot going in motion to the right. And a handoff. No, it's an option out to Worcester. He picks it up off the turf, but he is in all kinds of traffic. And he will maybe get back to the line of scrimmage, but it sets up a 4th down and 5 for the Trojans.
Well, Whitley had to get rid of that ball in a hurry, and he just used a two-handed chest pass and bounced it out there to him, so he didn't have a prayer of going anywhere with the ball.
Actually gave him a half a yard somehow. But it is 4th down and a long 4. As you would anticipate the punting unit on, but nope, they're going for it. Why not?
Or it may try to draw you offside.
Yeah. Slot left, Worcester in motion to the right, and a handoff right up the middle. That is Mayo, and he has got the 1st down and more. Across the Yo 45 to the 44-yard line.
Well, he's picked up 31 yards already in this ball game, just running that one play off the right and left side. And I guarantee you that you're going to get sick and tired of seeing that number carrying the ball.
This time they'll go from the gun with two backs in the backfield and twin receivers out wide to the left. Now Worcester, one of those, goes in motion wide to the right. And that's a run by Whitley around the right side looking for room. And he is hit out of bounds hard after about a 2-yard gain. Mark him at the 43-yard line.
Well, they brought a wing back in motion to get out in front of him. He had the fullback out in front of him, and then they pulled a guard, but the Cameron Yeoman were waiting for it and just made him go sideways, wouldn't let him turn up the field.
2nd down and 8 from the Yo 43-yard line. As they'll come to the line of scrimmage in a slot right this time, and the handoff to Mayo over left tackle, and Mayo hurdles one man and is brought down by Smitherman at the 36-yard line. That is a pretty good yardage there of about 7. He needed 8. It's 3rd and 1.
Well, he broke it outside that time. They caved everything down. Instead of going off between the guard and the tackle, he broke outside of the tackle between the tackle and the end and made good yardage.
Third down and a yard. Slot left. Worcester in motion to the right. And Mayo gets the call. This time right side. His forward progress is going to be very close. I don't think he got it. It'll be fourth down and short. He needed a yard. He got a half yard. And it's fourth down again. They've already converted on a fourth down and four here in this drive. And they have used up almost 5 minutes of the first quarter clock in this drive alone. Slot left is Worcester. Whitley under center. Worcester in motion. And the quarterback keeps it. Whitley will dive across the 35 to the 34, and it's first and 10 once again. The second fourth down conversion of this drive, the 10th play of this drive. Ball is at the 34-yard line. Yo defense hangs its hat on that front seven, and they're getting a workout right now, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Slot left. And again, Mayo. No, this time Willie will keep it behind Mayo, and he'll get down to the 30 for a gain of four.
Same old play, the belly play. He just pulled it out and followed those two backs right in there behind him.
Second down and six now. That front seven consists of Riggs, Lane, Luna. I believe that's going to be Gelner, Riola, Smitherman, and Samari Wright. Slot left. And the handoff on the... No, it's...
Wingback.
Wingback, yeah. Dives down for short yardage to about the 27, 28-yard line. And it
Worcester.
Sets up a... Was that Worcester?
Yeah.
For a gain of two, and it's third down and three.
Worcester, we believe, carrying the ball that time.
Well, they've got two downs to make it because I don't think they're going to be punting the ball down by 14. They're going to keep trying to get it on fourth down.
Slot left. Third down and three. And the handoff to Mayo. He is hit at the 23-yard line, but he will get another first down for the Trojans. Wow. A long, time-consuming.
Methodical.
Methodical running attack against the front seven of the Yeoman.
This is exactly what I expected to see because they want to keep the ball away from the Cameron offense.
Worcester in the slot left, Whitley under center, and Worcester in motion. Mayo gets the call right side, and he gets down to the 20-yard line, a gain of four more. They really don't have a lot of plays in their playbook so far, but they don't need them. They're methodically moving downfield against the Yeoman, a drive that started back at the Trojan 28-yard line.
Well, the coach's philosophy is if you haven't stopped it, we're going to keep running it, which makes sense to me.
Second down and six from the Yo 20-yard line as the first quarter clock is under 30 seconds to play. Again, slot left, and Worcester in motion to the right. And quick pass, looking downfield, wide open, but misfires.
I want you to know
the receiver.
I was just getting ready to say,
play action.
They're just getting ready to say they better not go to sleep because they're going to slip somebody out. And I mean to tell you, if he'd have thrown the ball properly, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, I think that was intended for Ryland Cox. He was wide open in the corner of the end zone, but it was just underthrown. Tyler Sapp was the nearest man to him, but he was trailing him a good 5 yards.
You remember every time we play this, Coach says, you've got to read your keys, you've got to read your keys, and that was a good example.
Slot left, second down, third down and six. Again, Mayo gets the call. He gets down to about the 18-yard line, and another big fourth down coming up for the Trojans.
Well, they're having a little more success when they run it to the left than when they run it to their right.
Well, that's the end of the first quarter of play. We are in the middle of a very methodical Trojan drive that has already gone 16 plays. But the Trojans have yet to score. The Yeoman lead it after one, 14-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Mark Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908. It's your home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD, HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
Welcome back as the Trojans, for the third time in this drive, face a fourth down. They have converted on two of their fourth downs. One a fourth and four, the other a fourth and one. This time it's fourth down and three. From the 18-yard line, they will put Worcester in the left slot, and he will come in motion to the near side. And another pass out to Worcester. He's got it behind the line of scrimmage, avoids a man, dives across the 15 and picks up the first down. He was in all kinds of traffic, but some nifty moves in the backfield picked up the first down for the third time on a fourth down situation. I think everybody kind of stayed at home then, Coach.
Well, they did, but he got out in the open field, and it was just wide open. He just made a juke and avoided the first tackler and got the first down.
First and 10 from the 18-yard line. And the handoff to Mayo again up the middle. And he runs into a roadblock at about the 11-yard line.
Farmer over the left side.
Farmer?
No.
Farmer's on crutches, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Read your keys,
read your keys.
Now you can hear the old coaching staff read your keys every down.
Second down and a short eight from just outside the Yoke 10-yard line. Slot left. Handoff around the left side of the tailback. He's down to the 5-yard line.
Saxon.
Saxon goes to the 6-yard line. Unbelievable, Coach. That was the 19th play of this drive.
That is Farmer.
Is it?
It is.
How about that? Who's on crutches over there?
Somebody else wearing a 40.
Let's go, D!
Well, Mayo might have gotten some of Farmer's credit on our stat sheet.
Yeah.
No, he just now came in.
Oh, did he? Again, slot left, and Worcester will keep it up the middle, and he's hit hard and driven back after he gets to the 5, and another fourth down coming up.
Big play, D! Let's go, baby!
They have converted on 3 fourth downs in this drive alone, and now they're facing a fourth down and 2. It's at the 5. They need the 3. Hold them out, Rob.
Big fourth down play as they will come in that tight formation. Farmer is the back right behind Whitley. And they're going to hand it off instead around the left side, and a big hit! Samari Wright. That is
going to be tight.
It's going to be very tight.
I don't think it's tight at all.
No, not at all. They got a spot on where Samari hit the ball carrier. Well, they're going to bring the chains out and measure it.
They're going to appease the Troy coaches, but I think this is going to be a half yard short.
Yeah,
at least
it's maybe a yard and a half.
Yeah,
that has got to be the best linebacker hit that we've had this year.
You talk
about somebody filling a hole. The ball carrier came to a dead stop and went backwards. That was a heck of a play.
So the Yeomen have held on the fourth attempt of a fourth down conversion by the Trojans inside the Yo 5-yard line at the 4. That's where the Yeoman will have it, first and 10.
In Marlin tonight, McGregor has taken a 7-0 lead early second quarter. Troy Allison run.
The Yeoman will send twins to both sides. Capriva standing in his end zone to take the snap. He'll hand off to Denio. Denio up the middle and is up across the 10 to the 11-yard line for a tough 6 yards.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. They haven't got anybody over 5 yards deep in their secondary, and so they're gambling that they're going to get to the passer before he can get that ball off. But they're gambling big right this minute.
Trips to the near side. Sheffield alone wide to the right. Now they've got a deep safety as Capriva will bubble screen to Feltz, and it goes incomplete.
That was a dangerous throw.
Yeah. Third down and about 3 for the Yeoman. Back to that drive, though. It's got to be disheartening not to come up with any points if you're a Trojan, but 21 plays on that drive. They converted 3 fourth down conversions and used up almost a full quarter, used up about 10 minutes of the clock. Twins go to both sides again as the Yeoman are needing 3 to keep the drive going. Capriva will throw, steps back. Right side. It is in and out of the hands of Zach Feltz.
Well, that one's a little bit behind him.
Yeah, he was definitely open.
Wow, and the Yeoman are 3 and out. After a 21-play drive by the Trojans, the Yeoman are 3 and out.
We got to catch the ball, receivers!
Got to love the wireless microphone on the field, huh?
Yeah.
4th and 3 from about the 11-yard line, and Capriva lines up in the punting formation.
Single safety, shouldn't touch the ball.
And I think that is Worcester back at midfield to receive the punt. And it's a low knuckler fielded by Worcester at the 49 on a fair catch. And the Trojans will have it back in their possession with 9:15 remaining in the half, trailing the Yeoman 14-0 at their own 49-yard line.
Well, 2 turnovers are the difference in this ball game right this minute. Gave the Cameron Yeoman 2 quick touchdowns, and then they took the ball, as you said, a 21-play drive, which is their whole game plan, keep that offense on the side and eat up the clock and try to get some points. They did everything but get points.
Here's a score update for you. Temple trails Harker Heights in the second, 14-0.
Wow.
Now there was a sideline infraction flagged against a Yeoman.
Not even a warning, huh?
Yeah, it was a warning.
They're marking it off.
Well, I mean, there was a warning earlier.
Oh, okay.
But so, not. Sometimes you see a flag thrown as a warning, but this time, no. Not much patience.
No, I think they probably gave him a verbal warning,
yep,
and that was it.
So the 5-yard penalty marked off against the Yeoman puts the ball in Yeo territory at their own 47 to start this drive.
Is Farmer back in there?
I can't see from
slot left.
Angle.
The handoff right up the middle to the fullback. That looked like, can't tell. A gain of about 3 yards.
That is Farmer, yes.
Give him 2 yards to the 45-yard line. Under 9 minutes to play in the half. The Yeoman with a 14-0 lead, capitalizing on 2 early turnovers in this game. Germania halftime report coming up at the half. We'll get you caught up on all the games going on around Central Texas. Motion as Whitley wanted to throw this one, but going to be an illegal procedure against the Trojans. I believe that's the 3rd time tonight they've been flagged.
That is correct.
We'll also bring you the homecoming crowning at halftime.
Well, what's happening is they are bringing that wing back in motion, and when they do, one of the down linemen for the Yeoman jumps up to a 2-point stance. And every once in a while, one on the other side will lean forward, and it's causing the offensive lineman to move. The defense can move as long as they don't get in the neutral zone. The offense cannot.
After the penalty, the ball is at midfield where it is second down and 13. As Worcester comes in motion and Whitley wants to throw. Dumps one out here to the flat. It is incomplete. Intended for Justin Saxon.
I'm going to tell you what. The receiver is wide open again, and Whitley is having trouble getting the ball to his receivers.
And then when he does, they drop him.
Yep.
That ball absolutely should have been caught. Third down and 13. As the Trojans will send twins to the left side, and now Saxon in motion to the left from the shotgun. This is a reverse pass. Wide open running downfield, but he's not going to be able to get it off. Samari Wright all the way back at the 38-yard line. Hauls in the wide receiver who was trying to make the throw, Austin Tolosic. And it is fourth down and, I don't know, 25.
And not going to go for this one.
Yeah, for the first time tonight, the Trojans line up to punt. Sapp and Feltz stand at their 30 to receive this punt. And whistles again before the snap for a timeout called by the Trojans. We'll take a break with them. 7:35 remaining in the half, 14-0. The Yeomen lead it in front of a homecoming crowd here at Yo Stadium. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
You need a new leaf rake for fall. You don't want to pay a lot. Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron has you covered. During October, while supplies last, get your own 30-time poly leaf rake for just $9.99 while supplies last. And get ready for pecan season. Anderle Lumber Company has pecan pickers, crackers, and shellers too, all in stock while supplies last. Get yours now at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
We are back as the Trojans will line up to boot this one away from their own 37-yard line as Sapp and Belts are back to receive the punt. And it's a high, short punt. It's going to be fair caught by Sapp at the 41-yard line. Wow, that was just about 7 yards past the original line of scrimmage of that drive.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman put on a good rush from the right, from their right side, and I think that's the reason he didn't follow through. He just kicked it and got it up in the air, but it wasn't going anywhere.
7:28 remaining in the half. The Yeoman with the ball again. From their own 41-yard line, the Yeoman will send White, Sims, and Pratt, I believe, wide to the right. Sheffield wide to the near side. And the handoff goes to Denio right up the middle. Denio goes to the outside. He avoids another man at midfield. There is a flag as Denio is inside the 40 and wrestled out of bounds at the 39, but a flag up around
midfield.
Well,
I'm going to have to give. Oh, they're going to call holding. Okay, I was going to say that if they were going to call blocking, because our wide receiver came up to the man but did not touch him. But evidently he had held him earlier, so that's what Denio put a move on him, but it was too late.
They'll mark it from the point of the foul, which is midfield. It will go back to the 40-yard line, where it will be first down and 11. 7:17 left in the half. Pretty good run by Denio of about 20 yards, but it comes back on the holding penalty, and it's first down and 11 for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides, ball on the far hash mark. Yeoman moving toward the clock end zone here in the second quarter. Capriva has the ball, draw play to Denio, up the middle, carrying one man, runs over another, and finally brought down, but for a short gain of about 4 yards, and it's or 3 yards, and it's third down and 8.
Well, I can guarantee you number 22's out here is hoping they're going to come back to him because he dropped one in the end zone and he'd like to redeem himself.
Second down and 8, not third. Twins again go both sides for the Yeoman. Near side is the wide side of the field. Capriva will drop straight back. Now flushed to the near side. Looking and will dump it out of bounds. Oh, and there's a throwdown of Capriva after the pass, but no flags. And it's third down and eight. It was gentle, wasn't it?
It was gentle. I'm telling you, they're playing almost man for man, except for one safety who's sitting back there. At times, he's not even back there. But if you ever get past one of these one man for man guys, you're in a foot race and just got to get the ball to them.
Trips come near side for the Yeoman. Third down and eight. They need just across midfield at the Trojan 49-yard line. Capriva looking left, flushed to the near side, and now is going to have to throw it away again. This just barely gets past the line of scrimmage. And believe me, the official put an eyeball on that to make sure it wasn't intentional grounding.
Well, I'm telling you right this minute, Jason's going to have to stay inside. There's not any pressure on him from inside. He's left-handed, and he keeps floating out to the left side, even though that defensive end is there. If he would just stay in the pocket, he doesn't have anybody on him, and he'll have the whole field to throw to, but he keeps drifting outside, and then the outside linebacker near him are coming right up in his face, and he has to dump it off.
Capriva back in the punting formation again. Michael Gellner is the up back. Samari Wright wide to the right on the punt formation. Capriva takes the snap. He'll boot it away. It's another low line drive. Nobody back to receive the punt. It hits at the 20, takes a roll inside the 10, and is going to be downed at the 6-yard line.
So they didn't think we'd punt it.
I guess they didn't.
I guess not.
So the Yeomen have been three and out in their last two possessions. And with 6:15 remaining here in the first half, the Trojans have it at their own 6-yard line. First and 10, 94 yards away. ...14-0, Yeoman lead it. Capitalizing on two early turnovers by the Trojans. They fumbled twice in four offensive plays, and the Yeoman cashed in on both. Slot left, Worcester coming around. A handoff again to the fullback. Farmer on the carry up to about the 8-yard line. And it's second down and 7, giving the 9-yard line. As the Trojans come to the line of scrimmage and a slot right. And this time around the left side goes Worcester from the slot, taking the handoff up to about the 13-yard line. And it's third down and 2 for the Trojans.
That's the first time they've given off to the tailback after faking to the fullback. They've used the wingback, but that's the first time the tailback's carried it.
Slot right again. And this time the handoff again to Farmer. He, second effort, gets across the 15. And we've got a Yeoman down.
First down.
Move that Adam Corrance.
Ball just across the 15. It will move the chains, but we have a timeout on an injured Yeoman. We'll take a quick break and be back with 5:05 left in the first half. The Yeoman lead the Trojans 14-0.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalock from EBCO Development. What happens when that bargain roofing job fails? Your roof leaks and your ceiling is damaged. You pay for it. That's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. Good idea? No. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. New construction, roofing, remodeling, siding, and more. Call us first. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Everyone loves autumn. But for a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got some time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and AC by November 30th, and you'll get a rebate up to $1,375. To schedule an appointment, call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. That's Cox's Heating and AC. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. TACLB009432E.
And welcome back, as I believe that is Adam Carranza.
That is right.
Who is being helped off the field, favoring his left leg. We'll try to get an update for you on Adam here shortly, as it appears as if right now he may be done for the night. Is it cold down there?
It's a little cool, yeah. Winds. I was ready for this.
Were you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, I could do without the wind, especially the chill factor. But.
Well, and the good thing is the rain stopped earlier in the day, or else it would be pretty miserable.
Yeah. It is first and 10 for the Trojans now from just outside their own 15-yard line. As we get back to play, Adam Carranza being helped to the bench. We'll get a report on him shortly. In the meantime, the Trojans come to the line in a slot right. And the handoff to the fullback around the near side, the tailback, that is. And he will get up to the 20-yard line. That is a gain of, give him four on the carry.
They're staying inside. Inside those ends. They're not going outside because of the Cameron Yeoman speed, but they are using their power and moving the ball on the inside gain.
And they have managed the clock well since those opening two drives that resulted in turnovers. Twins to the near side. Two backs in the backfield, one to either side of Whitley, who goes from the shotgun and will carry it around the left side, but he gets nowhere. He will lose yardage back to the original line of scrimmage.
Evidently, they didn't listen to me. I told them they needed to stay inside those ends because that's where they're making their yardage, and he tried to go outside, and that Yeoman defense is all over him.
Third down, they give him a pretty lenient spot there, a loss of only 2 yards, and it's third down and 8. Ball back at the Trojan 18-yard line. 3:40 remaining in the first half. Yeoman shift around defensively. Whitley drops straight back, wants to throw long downfield. Jalen White reaches out and makes the deflection up around midfield. Good defense by Jalen White. That stops the clock, and it results in a fourth down and a punting situation for the Trojans, and the Yeoman will get another shot here. 3:28 remaining in the half. 14-0 Yeoman lead it. They led it by that amount with around 10 minutes left in the first quarter. They actually scored with, let me see, I've got that somewhere.
The punter's not standing but 10 yards deep.
Surely they're going to punt it, though. High snap, fumbled, and scrambled for the ball back at the 10-yard line. Does not matter who comes up with it, although Michael Gellner did, and it's first and 10, or first and goal for the Yeoman at the 10.
Well, another costly mistake. Two fumbles and now a bad snap, and the Cameron Yeoman only 10 yards away from pay dirt.
First and goal from the 10-yard line and back down to the sidelines.
All right, they'll send Shelton and White out wide right, Sims and Sheffield to the left side. As the ball is right on the 10-yard line, Denio stands to the left of Capriva. It's a direct snap to Keaton. Big hole right up the middle. Touchdown, Yeoman.
That play would have gone for 90 yards. As Keaton snuck through into the secondary and nobody around as he coasts 10 yards for the score. And the Yeoman are up 20-0. Did we lose Rob? I guess we did. As the Yeoman line up for the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point, And here is the snap, the hold, and the kick, and it's all good as the Cameron Yeoman extend their lead to 21-0 off of three Trojan miscues. 3:20 left in the half. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman reach pay dirt again, this time on a miscue by the Trojan punting team. A high snap, a bobbled snap, and the Yeoman actually recover the fumble back in the backfield. I guess that's ruled a fumble, Coach.
Yes, sir, it is.
Michael Gellner falls on the ball at the 10-yard line. It only took the Yeoman one play to go the distance. A Keaton Denio up the gut run for 10 yards and a score. There's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The extra point was good. One play, 10 yards, 21-0 Yeoman. As Yvonne will tee it up now with 3:20 left in the first half. High kick deep down the middle. Going to be fielded at the 3-yard line by Worcester. He's up the middle and is finally down after going 30 yards untouched. He's down at the 35-yard line.
Well, I guess you could call the Cameron Yeoman opportunistic tonight. Two fumbles, three fumbles, and all of them have resulted in touchdowns. Other than that, though, they may had a good run, but they ended up with a holding penalty.
Slot left, handoff to Farmer again, and he's up to the 40. I believe that's Farmer.
Got another score update out of the district. Lago leading Florence 21-7 in the first half.
Uh-oh.
Last update we had on McGregor and Marlon. McGregor was leading about halfway through the first quarter, 7-0.
They're not moving the chains for some reason. The down box is not moving.
A substitution violation against the Yeoman. So Farmer had gotten up to the 40 for about a 5-yard gain, but they're going to take the penalty and save the play. It'll be first and 5 for the Trojans. As they get underway here on their own 40-yard line, trailing the Yeoman 21-0.
Marlins on the board now. That's a 7-6 ball game, guys.
Battle of the 3-1s in the district. And this time, Whitley wants to throw it, but he was being rushed and actually throws it, makes the catch, breaks the tackle. It's a foot race as Jalen White run him down along with Michael Gellner.
Flags
two down. Cameron Yeoman had hold of the man who knocked each other off of the tackle, and then a flag is thrown back around the 45-yard line.
Looks like this one, maybe there's actually two flags, one at the 45 and one at the reception mark at about the 45.
Receiver.
Yeah.
Against Troy.
Well, that time Whitley faked a couple of handoffs and rolled way deep. He was probably 10, 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
He was trying to throw a screen over here, and the Yeoman had it covered, and he just lobbed that ball out, and the receiver came all the way back and made the catch. Cameron Yeoman had hold of him, and the second one came in and knocked him off of the play.
So they'll mark the 5-yard penalty off, and we're going to start this drive right where it began to begin with. It will be first and 10. And still, I guess statistically, there hasn't been a play in this drive yet. That would have been a big play for the Trojans.
Could have been a good big play for the Yeoman. They could have picked that ball off. He really just threw that up with grabs.
5 yards for another
First and 10 for the Trojans. The first play of this drive statistically after back-to-back penalties. Slot right as the handoff is going to be to the the slot man, Worcester, and he is collared at the line of scrimmage. And the Yeoman will use a timeout. No gain on the play. A timeout used by the Yeoman. We'll take a break with them. They're trying to conserve time and get the ball back and do some more damage. They lead it 21-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
As a single mom, it means a lot to me to have a strong banking relationship. With the cost of living as it is, I have to make the most of every dollar I make.
Every customer has different wants and needs. That's the basis of relationship banking. A strong bank is built on strong relationships.
It's good to know we've got a strong bank behind us.
Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Two and a half minutes remaining in the first half. The Cameron Yeoman with a 21-0 lead. Coach, it's been a first-half storybook of Trojan miscues, basically.
That's right. They wanted to come in, maintain possession of the ball as much as possible. They turned it over twice. The Cameron Yeoman got 14 points out of it. Then they went on a 21-yard drive, got no points out of it, but ate up a lot of clock. Then they end up fumbling the snap on fourth down and giving the Yeoman a third touchdown.
So three fumbles and three touchdowns. And the Yeoman lead at 21-0. Second down and 10 for the Trojans. Slot left. Hand off to the fullback around the left side. He is going to be met with resistance after about a yard gain. And a flag comes in at the end of the play as another flag comes in. As there are some spirited things going on here. That's going to probably be offsetting.
It's a shame when they're offsetting.
Yeah, it's a shame for one team or the other.
Yes, sir.
Because retaliation is
is ridiculous.
Yeah. And there could be, as much activity was going on over there, there could be an ejection or two.
Yeah, every official on the crew threw a flag.
Well, the officials are huddled and having a discussion.
And the head ref has three other officials over there. I think the only one that didn't throw a flag was the one on the near sideline. This is happening over in front of the Trojan sidelines at about the 35-yard line. And the powwow continues as we will soon get the ruling on this. At the best, it's going to be offsetting penalties, I would think. Unsportsmanlike personal foul against the Yeoman and against the Trojans. And there are two
ejections.
Of them ejected, I believe. Two players have been ejected, one from each side.
Well, he's indicated Coach
that
Seibert.
That is absolutely ridiculous, and
he's
I'm going to say that
Coach
on the radio.
Seibert
that
the
is absolutely
side.
Ridiculous for a Cameron Yeoman to get thrown out of a football game.
What was that, Rob?
He was indicating to Coach Seibert that there were punches thrown. I didn't see that indication on this side yet, and I'm not sure who has been ejected.
What they'll do is replay the down. Again, indications. Actually, they just showed one ejection toward the Trojan sidelines.
No, he did it once and he did it twice.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he did it twice.
So a player from each team ejected. We're back to play. Second and 10 from the 35-yard line. Slot left. And Worcester from the slot comes in motion. And now flags as Whitley was definitely faking the handoff and backing up to throw.
But once again, one of their linemen.
It's amazing. There's been five plays run, Coach, since they took over possession, but statistically only one.
Correct. Everything's been wiped out with a penalty.
And now it's second down and 15. after they move the ball back to the 30.
I think the quarterback is having a talk with the officials, asking if the Cameron Yeoman defensive linemen aren't saying something or doing something to make them jump. But all we can tell here is that when they send somebody in motion, their defensive linemen are moving right or left, and they're jumping. So there's nothing wrong with that as long as you don't get in the neutral zone. But I think maybe the quarterback was asking if they weren't saying something out loud that was causing their, and here comes their coach on the field to ask the same question.
Yeah. Well, the Yeoman have every right to adjust, and they may have to yell out that adjustment as the Trojans shift offensively.
Well, we've seen that called before.
Yes, we have. 2:16 left in the first half as this game has slowed down to a crawl with the penalties and now the powwows by the umps and the coaches. The Trojans need their 45-yard line to pick up a first down. Did I miss a play? Is it? It's third down and 15?
Yes. I think because a while ago it was a dead ball. Personal fouls were a
sure.
dead ball
yeah.
call.
That was a no gain on that play. And then the scuffle broke out that resulted in two ejections and offsetting penalties, but it was dead ball. So that play counted. And then the penalty set them back to the 30 on the illegal procedure. And it's third down and 15.
Well, we have the official still conferring about something. I'm not sure exactly what. But four of the five officials are huddled around the ball in a discussion. The quarterback is standing there, and all the defensive linemen, defensive team for the Yeoman. And the referee is very demonstrative in pointing and trying to explain something to him.
Well, is he directing that toward his fellow officials or to the O defense?
I think he's talking to the fellow officials.
All right, now we're getting back to play here. The nose of the ball touching the Trojan 30-yard line. They need the 45 for a first down. And the clock is rolling. The Yeoman have two timeouts left. But Coach, when you're looking at 2 minutes on the clock, that's a lot of time for the Yeo offense.
Well, for the Yeo offense, as explosive as they are, it is.
So no real hurry here to preserve the clock on that down. From the gun goes Whitley. A man in motion from the far side comes to the near side. And the handoff is going to be to Farmer, and he gets nowhere. Stacked up there by Randall Lane, Samari Wright, Josh Smitherman, all on the tackle, and it's fourth down and 15.
And the Yeoman take a timeout.
And now the Yeoman will preserve that clock with a minute 48 remaining in the half. Fourth down and 14 for the Trojans, and the Yeoman will come to the sidelines. We'll take a 30-second break with them. 21-0. Yeoman lead it. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a Yeoman.
Welcome back to Yeo Stadium as the Trojans, after the Yeoman timeout, will line up in a punt formation, and the Yeoman will come out of this in great field position as Sapp and Feltz are back at their own 44-yard line. High snap again, but he hauls it in, and a high punt that's going to be fair caught by Sapp at the Yeo 45-yard line.
Well, the jet stream caught that thing. Sapp
yeah.
had a hard time tracking that ball down.
He had to make an adjustment.
Well, it went straight up. Yeah. It went straight up, and then it started. The wind got hold of it and started bringing it over to him.
Yeoman are 55 yards away. They've got plenty of time on the clock for this style offense, a minute 41. They've got one timeout to work with, and we'll see the Indy offense here, Coach.
Okay.
As they'll come to the line of scrimmage from the sidelines with Sheffield and
no safety.
Feltz wide to the left. Yeah, no safety. Everybody within 5 yards of the ball of the line of scrimmage. Twins both sides. Ball far hash mark. And Capriva will throw. Pumps once. Throws long downfield. And an adjustment made by Sapp, but can't haul it in down at the 30-yard line. Not Sapp. That is Pratt.
I did that last week.
Yeah. Justin Pratt couldn't haul it in at the 30 as he was man for man with the defender.
Well, for the Yeoman, the last six times they've gone to the air, they've had no results.
Clock stop. 1:35 left in the half. Trip receivers wide to the right. Twins near side. Capriva straight back, setting up the screen, and now he will intentionally ground it. That was just a plain old intentional grounding, no doubt, and a flag is down.
He thought it was supposed to be a screen pass, but he never got the ball past the line of scrimmage. He just threw it in the ground.
Yeah, there was no – oh, wait a minute. They're waving the flag. Apparently the receiver was somewhere nearby.
I don't know where he was.
I don't either. And neither, does the Trojan coach.
Oh,
that was a phantom.
Is that what that was?
That'd be a phantom out there.
That's the old phantom screen.
Yeah, there it is.
You could tell it was a screen. There should have been somebody there.
Yeah.
But I didn't see anybody. Third down and 10 for the Yeoman from their own 45. Trips near side. Capriva dropping back, looking long down the far sideline, wide open. And Pratt just drops the ball at the 25.
The defensive back had no idea where the ball was either.
He went back toward the inside of the field. Justin was running down the right sideline, and that is the second time tonight that the Yeoman have dropped probably 6 points.
Wow.
Well, if they haven't given them to us, we haven't gotten any touchdowns. They've given us all three of these, and in the last seven passes, we haven't completed one.
Would you fake the ball here? Fake the punt? We'll see, I guess. As Gellner is the up back, Capriva from the is 12 yards deep, but he is punting it all the way as he boots a high one that's going to be fair caught at the 18-yard line. Minute 20 remaining in the first half.
Well, we're going to have to give the Troy defense some credit, because other than the three touchdowns they've given us, we've not moved the football against them. They haven't had but one man back as a safety, sometimes nobody back, but they're putting enough pressure on the quarterback that we can't get the – of course, when we do get it off, we drop it.
Slot left, and Whitley will keep it around the near side. Looked like a busted play. He will lose yardage. And the clock is going to stop with 1:08 as the Yeoman will use
last one,
another timeout. The Trojans will keep it right here. The Trojans lose a yard on that. It is second down and 11. For the Yeoman.
Rob just came into the booth. I thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah.
That wasn't thunder.
Or the press box wasn't falling down.
No.
Yeah, the Trojans will have it second and 11. We'll have some halftime scores for you. Of course, the crowning of the 2012 Homecoming Queen at halftime.
And John Henderson wanted me to make sure that we mentioned the class of 1952 was having one of their reunions here.
60 years, huh?
Yes.
He's not a member of that, though, right?
Yes, he is. He and Margie Zaroski, who lives right behind me, they both belong to that class.
How about that? 1952, 60-year reunion. It'll fly by, won't it?
It will.
Twins go wide to the left as the Trojans will go from the gun. A man comes in motion to the near side and Whitley will keep it. He is going to be hit and dropped as at the 16-yard line. And the clock is rolling with 45 seconds left in the half. Third down and 11 still. As the Yeomen lead this 21-0, they cannot stop the clock again. So literally, the Trojans could just go to halftime with this deficit, and it looks like that's going to be what they're content to do. They're going to let the play clock run down and call a final timeout there. And all they'll have to do is run one more play, unless it's a pass play, an incomplete pass play.
They aren't going to do that.
No, they're going to take a knee, aren't they? Well, you never know. You know, when you're 1-3 in district, you don't have a – I mean, they, you know, their playoff hopes rely on this game. They have got to win to stay in the playoff hunt. But I don't know.
You and I know that.
You better pull out some rabbits out of your hat to beat the Yeomen. See, Rogers beating Gerald at the half, 34-6. So the slot T in Rogers is churning right along. Halftime stats coming your way. Crowning of the 2012 Homecoming Queen at halftime in front of this crowd, homecoming crowd at Yost Stadium. A brisk, breezy night. Our high school football in Cameron, Texas.
Yeah, but it's good temperature to play football.
Oh, isn't it? It'll be third down and 11 for the Trojans as they come to the line of scrimmage after their timeout. 25.7 seconds remaining on the clock. I formation, a knee down by Whitley, and the clock will tick down to zero. That'll do it for the first half as the Cameron Yeomen capitalize on three Trojan turnovers and will lead it at the half 21-0. You're listening to Cameron Yeomen Football on 105.1 The Ranch. Our Germania Halftime Report coming up next.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeomen Athletics, a winning tradition.
The Bling Box, the place to shop for unique and affordable boutique-style clothing, scarves, shoes, accessories, and fun gifts at unbeatable prices. With name brands like Suki Suki Jewelry, Yellow Box Shoes, and Tyler Candles and Glam Wash, shop the Bling Box first for ladies' fashions and unique holiday gifts. Downtown 111 North Central in Cameron. Follow the Bling Box on Facebook for new inventory arriving daily and shop online at theblingboxonline.com.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
21-0, Cameron Yeomen leading the Troy Trojans here at halftime. It is the Germania Halftime Report, and of course, homecoming tonight, as the homecoming queen will be crowned. Last year's queen, Alicia Pena, will do the honors of that crowning in just a few minutes, and we'll turn things over to the public address announcer for the introduction of the homecoming court tonight. Kenny Driska, Yo High School principal, will be doing that. And, of course, the Yo High band will play softly underneath, as well the Troy Trojan band performing here in the early going of the halftime. Coach, let's take a look at some of the first half numbers while we've got a moment.
Well, I think they're going to be reflective of the football game we've got here. The Cameron Yeomen have 4 first downs to 5 for Troy. The Cameron Yeomen have 88 yards total offense. Now, that's pretty low for them. 88 yards, 44 on the ground, 44 through the air. They were 4 of 12, which is not very good for Cameron Yeoman. They've had three penalties for 20. Troy has 92 yards total offense. 87 of that is on the ground and 5 through the air. They've attempted 4 passes, completed 1. But the main thing are the takeaways. 3 turnovers by Troy has cost them 21 points. Other than that, their defense is pretty well shut down the Cameron Yeoman offense. The last 7 passes by Jason Capriva have all been either dropped or incomplete. We've had one dropped in the end zone. We had another one wide open for a touchdown that were dropped. But other than that, the pressure has been on him, and he's had to throw the ball away several times. So right this minute, we've got the 21-0 ball game, but it's all because of 3 turnovers.
2 fumbles, including one on the very first play from scrimmage. Troy was flagged for a motion penalty on their first play, and then on their on the ensuing play, a fumble by Mayo was recovered by the Yeoman. They would go score quickly on just 2 plays after that, and then a fumble on the 3rd play of the next drive, and the Yeoman would cap that and got the ball at the Troy 46-yard line on that possession, and would score on a Jason Capriva 9-yard touchdown run. And of course, Keaton Denio had that 10-yard touchdown run after the fumbled punt, or snap back to the punt, and the Yeoman cash in. And you're right, the Yeoman have, when they've been given the football, they've made the most out of it, and lead it here 21-0 as we recap your scoring here. We're going to take a quick timeout here, and after this word from Germania Insurance, Dallas and Brett will get us caught up on some scores from around the Central Texas area. It's 21-0 our score, Cameron leading Troy on the Germania Halftime Report.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property. Property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, welcome into the KMYL studios. The Best Ride scoreboard filling up. I'm Brett Eberhardt, Dallas Reed across from me. And Dallas, we got some interesting scores going on right now.
Oh, yeah. We'll start out in 13-2A Division 1, the game you're listening to here live on the ranch. Yeoman up 21-0, got an early halftime lead on the Troy Trojans. Battle of the Bulldogs in Marlin. Marlin hosting McGregor. McGregor has an early lead on this one, 7-6. Still no score out of Academy and Salado. If you have that score, any of these scores we do not have, give us a call, 697-6633, or the toll-free ranch line, 1-866-504-1051. Your last score in 13-2A Division 1 so far is Lago Vista with the early upper hand on Florence, 28-14.
Couple of scores for you in 11-2A Division 2, where Riesel, the Indians, have stormed out past Rosebud Lot right now, 26-15, and Hearn racing past the Moody Bearcats, 26-0, both those scores at halftime.
In 14-2A Division 1, it's Lexington with the big early lead on the previously unbeaten Blanco Panthers, 36-0. And Rogers up early on Gerald, 33-6, still waiting on a score from Randolph and Johnson City.
Got a couple of 1A scores I'll pass along. Thorndale Bulldogs lead Flatonia 7-0 in 13-1A Division 1 action, while over in Division 2, Granger the early lead on Milano, 13-7.
And we'll start over again in 8-5A with Waco Midway and Colleen Shoemaker all tied up at 14. Belton has the early lead on Colleen, 22-18. Harker Heights with the early lead over Temple, 21-0. And Coppers Cove up on Ellison, 21-3.
17-3A scores. This is going to turn out to be an interesting district as it's big fight right now where nobody seems to want to take a lead. China Spring leads 28-7 over Waco Conley. The Cadets came into this one 2-0 in district play, getting beat by China Spring big. Also, Lorena, a two-touchdown lead on Robinson, 28-14, and La Vega has stormed by West. It's 48-0 at halftime.
About the only surprise of the night in that district. In 18-3A, the lone update we have for you here, and no surprise, top-ranked Navasota up on Rockdale, 14-0. Still no score out of Caldwell and Madisonville.
Do have a couple of 26-3A scores. LaGrange on top of 10th-ranked Giddings early, 10-0 there. Also Gonzales, the Apaches up 20-13 over Yoakum. And an interesting score between Smithville and Quero. The Smithville team up 6-2 over the Gobblers.
Baseball score.
Right.
And 11-2A Division One, it is Teague up, got the early upper hand on Elkhart, 7-0. And two other scores in our notable section, that is the Waco Lions up on Joshua, 16-0. And Mart up on Leon, 34-0. And one game we're keeping track of is top-ranked Refugio. How do you pronounce that? You
have Banchetti.
Is it Banchetti?
I believe so.
3-0 at the half. The Refugio local newspaper guy covers their game tweeted earlier, "This is the first game of the year I haven't had to that I couldn't just pack it up and leave at halftime." It's the closest game there yet, and if they win this one, this will be yet again another regular season game that they have won. Last time they lost in the regular season was in 2006.
Ouch. Long time. All right, well, that's the scores once again in 13-2A Division I. Yeoman have the 21-0 halftime lead. Let's send it back out to the guys at the stadium.
All right, thank you, Brett. 21-0 is our score here, and that is Banchetti, I believe, playing Refugio in that 3-0 ball game. Also, just got a note passed to me. Madisonville was leading Caldwell 21-0. Last updated score we had on that. Here, the Troy Trojan Marching Band is finishing up their performance here at the half. And, of course, it is homecoming tonight. And we will have the 2012 Homecoming Queen crowned coming up in just a few minutes as well. As we need to take a timeout here. 60 seconds from Sharon Rubach, your Germania insurance agent. And we'll be back on the Germania Halftime Report in 60 seconds.
It's a trust as true as Texas. A friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And welcome back into Yost Stadium halftime, where the Cameron Yeoman lead the Troy Trojans 21-0 here at the break. And, of course, homecoming tonight as the homecoming court has made their way over to the far side of the stadium here. And we'll hand things over in just a moment to our public addresser for the homecoming festivities tonight, Kenny Driska, who will be handling the duties of introducing the 2012 homecoming court. And the homecoming court includes Kaylee De La Rosa, Madeline Costrin, Sandy Lara, Daniela Lanas, and Teresa Montez. Last year's Queen Alicia Pena will do the honors tonight of crowning the 2012 homecoming queen. The Illmans jumped out to an early 14-0 lead here in the early first part of the ballgame, capitalizing on two fumbles by the Troy Trojans, which has kind of been the downfall of Troy in the first part of the district season as they came in at 1-3. We're in a lot of those games. Just turnovers, a big key to that. And they had one drive tonight where they kept the ball 21 plays.
Correct.
And that was much of the first quarter they ate up that clock. But the Omen still able to cash in when they got an opportunity.
Well, their offense, their offense is really not the kind of offense that can come from three or four touchdowns back usually. But I guarantee you their game plan, their coach's game plan was to come in here, as we've said so many times, eat up the clock, eat up the yardage, put some points on the board, but keep that Cameron Yeoman offense on the sideline. And the first thing they did, we have 7 minutes to go still in the first quarter, and they've given up 14 points on two turnovers. And then in the second quarter, they had the bad snap back on the fourth down, and we get the ball on the 10 and stick it in. But let's give Troy some credit now. They, other than those three that they've given us, now I'll have to admit we dropped a pass in the end zone, but we went ahead and scored on that drive anyhow. Then we threw a pass wide open down there and dropped another one around the 30-yard line. But other than that, they have pretty well bottled us up so far. Keaton Denial had one good 15-yard run in there, but we had a penalty, holding penalty. So other than that, though, other than those three turnovers, it's been just a pretty even ball game.
It really has, and the Omen holding on to a 21-0 lead here at the half.
Yes.
I'm waiting to see if in the second half if we don't run some wingbacks coming around, some reverses or something to offset this defense that they've been setting up against us.
Well, and we mentioned spotting a couple of times, playing without a safety back, and the Omen have not been able to cash in on that particular alignment either.
Well, what they're doing, and now
we'll come back to that. Let's go downstairs for the introduction to the candidates.
The VIP Little Volleyball League for elementary and junior high students. She plans to attend school to be a cosmetologist when she graduates from high school. In her spare time, she likes to spend time with her friends and family. Sophomore Princess Crystal Martinez. Crystal is the daughter of Elvia and Francisco Carrillo. She is being escorted tonight by our father, Francisco Carrillo. She is the libero for the junior varsity volleyball team and is captain of the junior varsity cheer squad. She is also a member of the CHO High School Student Council. She also plans to play softball for the Lady O this spring and attends St. Monica's Catholic Church. Junior Princess Charisma Giannis. Charisma is a daughter of John and Cindy Giannis. She is escorted by her father, John Giannis. She was a junior varsity cheerleader during her freshman year and has been a state finalist in the National Miss American Miss Preteen Contest. She volunteers at Scott and White in the mammography department, and in her free time, she likes listening to music and hanging out with her friends. Now for our seniors and the Queen nominees. Senior Duchess Kaylee De La Rosa. Kaylee is the daughter of Mariano and Cindy De La Rosa and is the younger sister of former Lady O athletes Courtney and Kelsey De La Rosa. She is escorted by her father, Mariano De La Rosa. She is a member of the St. Monica's Catholic Church. She is a 3-year varsity cheerleader and serves as co-captain in this, her senior year. Kaylee has also been an All-American cheerleader nominee at camp. Kaylee is secretary for the senior class and is involved in the student council, the FFA, the FCA, the FCCLA, and Floral Club. Kaylee is also secretary of the Yeoman Arrow staff and is a member of the National Honor Society. In her spare time, she enjoys spending time with family and friends. Upon graduation, Kaylee plans on pursuing a degree in radiology at Texas State University. Senior Duchess Madeline Costrin. Madeline is the daughter of David and Jennifer Costrin. She is escorted this evening by her father, David Costrin. Madeline is a 3-year member of the National Honor Society, serving her senior year as secretary. As a member of the YHS Science Club, Madeline participates in the Central Texas and International Science and Engineering Fair. She received second place at the regional level and qualified for state the last 3 years in animal sciences and microbiology. She is a Yo Babe for the Yeoman baseball team, a member of the Yo Floral Club, and she has been a cheerleader for the past 6 years and is a 2-time NCAA All-American nominee. She is a member of the Cameron 4-H Club, has served as club president as well as president of the Milam County Council, and holds 6 state titles in various events. She has represented Milam County in Washington, D.C. at the national level. Madeline is a member of the YHS FFA and horse judging team, where she has won and participated in area, regional, and state competition. Madeline was elected as a sophomore class homecoming duchess, and her junior year, she was elected as 2011 Flame Queen. She is a member of the First United Methodist Church in Cameron. Madeline plans to attend Texas A&M University in the fall and pursue a degree in biomedical science. Senior Duchess Sandy Lara. Sandy is the daughter of Roy and Danica Lara. She has one younger sister, Terry. She is escorted this evening by her father, Roy Lara. Sandy is senior class president and is also serving as the president of FCCLA and the Leo Club. She is vice president of the National Honor Society and Student Council. She is an active member of the Spanish Club, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and Floral Club. She has been on the A Honor Roll every year. She plays soccer and competes on the varsity powerlifting team. Sandy is an active member of Grace Church and participates in various community service activities. She enjoys spending time with her family and friends every chance she gets. Sandy is planning on attending Texas A&M University to pursue a career in forensic and investigative science. Senior Princess Daniela Yanis. Daniela is the daughter of Eliseo and Mary Yanis. She is escorted by her father, Eliseo Yanis. She is a member of St. Monica's Catholic Church. Daniela is a member of the Leo Club, the Book Club, Spanish Club, FCA, the German Czech Club, and Cameron Yo-High Band. She is also a member of the varsity softball team. Daniela has been a twirler since her 7th grade year. In her spare time, she enjoys reading and spending time with her family. After graduation, she plans to attend Texas State University and major in prenatal nursing. Senior Duchess Teresa Montez. Teresa is the daughter of Pastor Basilio Montez Jr. and Lisa Montez. She is escorted this evening by her father, Basilio Montez. Teresa is a member of Iglesia Bautista Tierra Santa Church. She is involved in FCA, FCCLA, Leo Club, Spanish Club, and the Czech Club. In her spare time, she enjoys spending time with her family and friends and watching Sunday afternoon football games. After graduation, she plans on attending Sam Houston State University to pursue a major or a Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice. Our 2011 queen was Miss Alicia Pena. Alicia will be crowning this year's queen and is the daughter of Salvador and Maria Pena. She is being escorted tonight by her father. Alicia is currently attending the University of Texas at Austin, where she is pursuing a communications degree in public relations. At UT, Alicia is a member of the Public Relations Student Society of America and the Gateway Scholars Program. Upon graduation, Alicia will pursue a position in image management in Austin. And Your 2012 Cameron Yeo High School homecoming queen is Miss Madeline Costrin. Congratulations to all of these wonderful young ladies on their selection to the 2012 homecoming court.
All right, once again, Madeline Costrin crowned the 2012 homecoming queen here tonight during our halftime festivities. Let's take another break here from Germania Insurance, and we'll be back with more on the halftime report. 21-0, Cameron Yeoman leading the Troy Trojans. 60 seconds, and we're right back.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
21-0 is our score here at the half. Rob Reed along with Coach Ed Colley on the Germania Halftime Report. And we have a name that is worth a $100 gas card tonight. Don Unick. Don Unick is our name that we drew from Rattler's Exxon, Rattler's convenience store at 4th and Travis in Cameron. And, of course, remember last week, Yeoman scored in the first quarter. They scored in the second quarter. They scored in the fourth quarter. They did not score in the third quarter. And Tony Donalek was the name we had drawn last week for a $50 gas card. So since no touchdown was scored in that third quarter, it rolls over and is good for $100 up for grabs tonight. If the Yeomans score a touchdown in the third quarter, Don Unick will claim that $100 gas card from Rattler's convenience store. And once again, in case you missed it, Madeline Costrin is the daughter of David Costrin and his lovely wife, Jennifer. She's crowned the homecoming queen of 2012 here during the festivities tonight. So what class? I heard you talking about John Henderson's class.
1952.
How about that?
That's right. He told me, you make sure that you mention that. And I said, yes, John, I will.
All right. Well, it's good to have all those folks in town tonight for homecoming. And, of course, there is a multi-class reunion that is going on as well. That's kind of become a big thing here over the last few years. Instead of just doing class by class, you get a group that went together all at the same time and I think some of the crew about my age is celebrating this weekend with a big multi-year homecoming. In fact, there's a big get-together at the Cameron VFW post tomorrow night. Going to miss that. I'll be out of town and won't be able to attend, but well, that's going to be a good time for everybody to get back together. Notice they had organized that on Facebook. I think that's going back for like the classes of 83 through 87 or 88. All right, the O Band. Award-winning straight Division I's on Wednesday. They'll have a short performance. Let's listen in. Thank you. Nashville band with their performance. It's called New York, New York. And, of course, they have a trip to New York planned, and that is a rousing performance by the Ojai Marching Band, who competed in Waco this week at La Vega Pirates Stadium and earned straight Division I's across the board with their performance. And, boy, over the last couple of years, Coach, that's kind of what you expect.
Oh, yes. I guarantee you that Mr. Moss, the band director, certainly expects that, and he's got a great band, great young people.
Fantastic tradition that has been built since his time in Cameron at Yo High School. As we get ready for the start of the second half here at Yo Stadium, halftime wrapped up. Don Unick, by the way, the name that we drew for the $100 gas card if the Omen score a touchdown in the third quarter. Don wins a $100 gas card.
Well, I certainly hope we give it away.
I do, too. I do, too. The Omen did not score in the third quarter last week. That's only the second time all year that we didn't have a touchdown in the third and had to roll it over. The last time was, I believe, the Lexington game back in the second week of the year.
Well, the Yeomen are going to get to receive the second-half kickoff, have the ball first, so they're going to get the first opportunity, and hopefully they'll function a little better than we did in the first half. Other than three turnovers, we dropped two passes, one in the end zone and one wide open. Other than that, we didn't do much on offense. So I'm sure they went in and made some adjustments, and it'll be exciting to see what they do.
A couple of three and outs included in that first half. And, again, lead it here 21 to nothing as we get ready for the start of the second half. Our latest score updates that we had from around the district: Marlin and McGregor playing a tight one in Marlin tonight, where McGregor led that game at the half 7-6. Both of those teams 3-1 and fighting. Have not seen any video or have not seen Marlin play, but I understand their front four has been very tough in district play, and obviously McGregor having a tough time dealing with those guys tonight. We saw what kind of effect, and I'm sure Marlin saw the game film on what Cameron's defensive game plan was last week, putting the pressure on Troy Allison, who had been a pretty accurate passer, but the pressure that the Yeoman forced on them last week, we saw him throw the ball high and long and really kind of excitable with that pressure from the Yeo defense last week. As we get ready to go in the second half, the Yeoman will drive toward the scoreboard end of the field, going right to left on the radio. Feltz and Christie are back deep. The kick is going to be taken by Christie. He'll fake a handoff and come to the near side. That's Feltz, pardon me, across the 25. Now the 30, breaks a tackle at the 35 and is going to be dragged down by his shirt out at about the 38-yard line, and the Yeoman will have pretty good field position on their first possession of the second half.
He was really just a shirt tail away from breaking it because he had three or four blockers still out in front of him. If he'd have gotten loose from that one man, it'd been all over.
Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics in Cameron. Proud to support Cameron Yeoman football and the broadcast here on the ranch. Yeoman start at their own 38-yard line. They will send three men wide right, and another man goes wide to the left side. That's Sheffield, the lone receiver. Ball on the near hash mark as Denio stands to Capriva's right. He'll hand it off to Keaton coming near side. Across the 40, 45, lowers his head in Detroit territory and is banged down at around the Troy 46-yard line. So a first down run for Keaton Denio on the first play of the second half, and the Yeoman are on the move here. This time Shelton and Feltz go right. Sims and Sheffield to the left side. Out of the shotgun, Capriva with Denio to his left. Takes the snap. No, it's direct right to Denio again, and this time Keaton goes nowhere. Might have lost a yard. as in on the tackle is Jeff Stark, one of the fine Troy linebackers Coach Rhodes talked about this morning on his radio show. Sets up a second and a long 10. Lost a half yard on that play.
The last two games, the linebackers have been keying on number 6.
Three men wide right, one to the left. Back to pass is Capriva, and he is going to be sacked. Back in the Yeoman side of the 50-yard line, back at the 46. And that's a loss of 10 yards, and will set up a third and 20 for the Yeoman here on their first possession of the second half. Well, we said Capriva was rolling out and getting in a little bit of trouble. That time the pocket collapsed around him and he goes down on the sack. Third and 18, we'll call it, at the 46-yard line. Twin receivers to both sides. Ball spotted in the middle of the field. Capriva drops back, throws near side. He's got Shuffield on a crawfish screen, and Colton will get across the 50 back to about the 48-yard line, but it's not nearly enough for a first down, and the Yeoman will have to punt. Or at least they will line up in a punting formation, as it looks like Whitley is back deep to return the punt from Capriva. As Jason stands on his own 41-yard line, and he'll boot it in the air. High kick, a deep kick that will be fielded back inside the 10-yard line by Whitley. And he returns it back up across the, maybe to the 15-yard line is where they're going to spot this. So 9:27 as the Yeoman pick up one first down, and that is all on that drive. As they, well, they spot this, yeah, on the 15-yard line. And the Trojans come to the line in that tight formation. Wing back in motion, coming to the near side. A little confusion between Whitley, the quarterback, and his tailback, Farmer, and he goes down for maybe a yard. Fortunate to hang on to that football as they went into the line. Not really sure whether he was going to give it or keep it. Second down and 9. They give him a yard on the carry. And once again, Whitley, the junior quarterback, will take the snap, and he'll hand her off around the left side. Lots of running room out across the 35, across the 40 for a big gain on the carry by the wingback. I believe that is Saxon that got that one. And he picks up a big gain all the way out to the 40-yard line. And it's a first down for the Trojans. 21-0, Yeoman lead it. We're in the third. Troy with the football, starting this drive on their own 15-yard line. It's the fullback again, and he goes nowhere but into the arms of Edgar Luna. He may have lost about a half a yard on that carry. And that sets up a second and 11. Yeoman back at home again next week. It will be Marlin coming to town. And then they wrap up the regular season on the road in Florence. Second down and 11 from the Trojan 39-yard line. And here is a handoff to the wingback around the left side. And that's the same play they got the big gain on earlier. And Saxon picks up good yardage out across the 45, this time to the 47. And about a 6-7 yard pickup there, as Riggs will limp off the field and Nick Burris is going to take his spot. Third down and 3. And here is a handoff coming to the near side is Saxon again. And that handoff to the wingback is going to pick up another first down for the Trojans as they cross midfield on this drive. And they'll, well, did they pick up the, for now they say they did pick up that first down.
What we're seeing right now is just power football. They're not doing anything fancy, giving off to the man on the power sweep, giving off to the fullback up the middle, and that's pretty much it.
First down at the Cameron 49-yard line. Here is a counterplay around the right side and a big gain for Worcester, who picks up near first down yardage once again inside the Cameron 40-yard line on that carry. Fifth play of the drive. Now they don't know. They don't spot it across the 40. It's short of the 40, and it'll be second and short for the Trojans here.
The Trojans will come out with a little bounce in their step to start this third quarter, and the Cameron Yeoman right this minute are back on their heels.
It'll be second and a yard from just outside the Yeo 40-yard line. Wing left. He comes in motion to the near side, and it's a play-action pass around that side, and the ball incomplete, intended for Worcester, and coverage out there by Riola. The outside linebacker read that very well, and that's probably a good decision by Worcester to just drop that and be incomplete, because Riola was all over that ball.
They ran that play earlier, and Riola didn't recognize it near as quickly, and he ended up getting out there after the ball carrier had the ball one-on-one, and that was a little harder to tackle. This time he saw it right off the bat and was all over him.
Third down and short from the 40, and it's a keeper by Whitley, who dives across the 40 to the 39. He's going to be close to a first down. And now they won't measure. They say he's got enough. So a keeper by Whitley will move the chains down to the Yeo 39-yard line. And their drive continues that started on their own 15. Under 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Yeoman leading at 21-0. Forced a punt on their opening possession of the second half. Whitley sends the wing back in motion, hands it to him, running to the far side, tries to reverse his field, and he will go down at the line of scrimmage. Not a whole lot there. And down goes the wing back. We're going to say that was Worcester. And it'll be second down and 10 from the Yeo 39-yard line. They sprint to the line of scrimmage and have a wing back left. He'll come in motion to the near side. This is a handoff to Farmer, the big fullback, who blasts his way down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. And that will set up a third down. And about four.
Well, you know them. They're going to have two downs to make 4 yards because they're not about to punt the ball.
From the 33-yard line, third down and four. It's another handoff around the left side. This is Saxon this time, the running back. And now a flag comes in at the end of this play, well after the whistle. And initially they got... they didn't get to the first down marker. And this is going to be a personal foul against the Yeoman at the end of the play. And that will give them a first down and march the ball down inside the 20-yard line. Costly mistake there at the end of that play, as it will move the ball down to the 15-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojans. Under 5 minutes to go as they have devoured much of this third quarter clock. Yeoman lead 21-0. Trojans on the move from the 15. And here's a handoff left side, and there's nothing there. No gain on that play, and it will set up a second down and 10. Second down and 10 from the 15-yard line. As this is a lot like that first quarter drive that the Trojans had that ate up much of the clock on 21 plays. And here's a handoff coming around to the right side. Worcester, who dives to the 13-yard line. On the 10th play of this drive, they'll spot it at the 13. So it'll be third down and about 8 needed for the Trojans, who were pinned back in not good field position after the punt by Capriva. Third down and 8. Remember that drive in the first half ended on a turnover on downs. They work out of the shotgun this time. With two backs in the backfield, they'll hand it off to Farmer around the right side. Pardon me, that's Mayo, who's going to run hard off right tackle down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
Boy, they gashed us on that play. I mean, they caved everybody to the inside, and the next guy to come up was a safety.
Now a first and goal for the Trojans. Clock down to 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Third quarter brought to you by Logistic Dynamics. Jeff Gellner and the staff backing the Yeoman. First and goal. They go back to the tight set once again. Here is Mayo again on a handoff this time. He runs off right tackle and is in on a 4-yard touchdown run. And the Trojans are on the board.
And they did it very convincingly. They just came out and stuck it. Took that ball and just stuck it in the end zone, driving 85 yards.
Colton Mayo with the touchdown. Puts the Trojans on the board here. The extra point to come. And now they call a timeout. So we'll take a quick timeout with them. 30-second break. 3:12 to go in the third. Cameron 21, Troy 6. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School football coverage on KMIL 105.1 The Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in their deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school football represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games this high school football season. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Well, a drive that covered 85 yards in 12 plays ended on a 4-yard touchdown run by Colton Mayo. And before the extra point try, Coach Jay Seibert and the Trojans call a timeout. Trailing 21-6, Yeoman on top.
It appears
and
they're going
to go for two.
Yes.
Out of that tight formation with two backs and a wing back in motion. Here's a handoff to the fullback who is not going to get in. Down he goes. Denzel Haynes, Edgar Luna, and Samari Wright and company to make the stop on the two-point conversion. It fails, and that will leave us with a 21-6 score, 3:12 to go in the third. Another timeout. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Personal injury, truck and automobile accidents, drunk driving. It's a fact. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in alcohol-related traffic accidents at some point in their lives. The attorneys at Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP, want you to know that victims of alcohol-related accidents are entitled by law to compensation. If a drunk driver has injured you or a loved one, visit respectforyou.com. Capolino, Dodd & Krebs, LLP. Never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
New score 21-6 here at Yo Stadium. Yeoman leading the Troy Trojans as the Trojans go 85 yards on 12 plays. It ended on a 4-yard touchdown run off the right side by Colton Mayo. A 2-point conversion try fails. And that leaves us at 21-6. Yeoman set to get the ball back by two scores. Back deep is Feltz and Christie. As it's an onside kick. And did it go 10 yards? Troy saying they have the football. No indication yet. I'm not sure that ball went 10 yards. Where they're spotting it, it did not. And now a flag is thrown on the Troy sideline.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Well, the ball did not go 10 yards before they touched it, unless a yeoman touched it. There was a scramble for it at the end, but where they're spotting it is on the Troy 49-yard line. And then there was a flag at the end of the play, and that will be flagged against the Trojans. So the yeoman will have very good field position to start this possession. And it looks like they're going to spot it at the 49 and then mark off the penalty yardage. Aren't they going the wrong way with the football?
Yes, they are.
Marching it back the wrong way. Now they get it ironed out, and they'll mark this off. Should go back to inside the Troy 35-yard line.
Cameron Yeoman offense needs to get something going, because other than the three turnovers, they've done absolutely nothing here in this since the early in the second quarter.
They'll send Pratt wide right. Feltz, Christie, and Sheffield, the receivers, to the left side. Ball is on the right hash mark. Yeoman driving towards the scoreboard. Right to left. Here is a handoff to Denio. Threw a hole around the right side. Down inside the 25. The 20. Inside the 10 to the 5. There are flags everywhere on the far side of the field. The first one was thrown at around the 30-yard line.
Holy.
And this one is going to be coming back.
Every time tonight Denio has broken for a big one, there's been a holding penalty.
Third quarter tonight brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at Logistic Dynamics in Cameron. Proud to support Cameron Yeoman football. The penalty thrown at around the 30-yard line, and that big long run by Keaton Denio, as Coach mentioned, will come back and wipe out a very nice run by Keaton. And they'll spot it back at the Troy 42. 3:04 to play here in the third quarter. Yeoman lead at 21-6. Out of the gun. Ball on the far right hash mark. Three receivers left, one to the right. That's Pratt alone on the right side of the formation. Out of the gun, Capriva. No, it's another direct snap to Denio. He's got a hole in the middle and charges down inside the 40, inside the 35 to the 34. On that run. And we've got another yeoman slow to get up. Looks like Kylan Harrell, who had an ankle injury a couple of weeks ago and had kind of played through that. And he is going to limp off the sideline here as well. Adam Carranza, who was injured with a left ankle injury in the first half, is on the sideline on crutches out of dress. And now Harrell is injured. And that left side, Edgar Luna will take his spot, already playing without the starting left tackle, Vargas. Nick Burris in at left tackle. And now a second and 9 for the Yeoman from the 34-yard line. Capriva's going to throw right. He's got Christie, and the pass is caught. Christie slung down at the 28-yard line. And that'll set up a third and short, as the Yeoman were flagged for a hold on the first drive, on the first play of this drive, which was a long run down that right sideline by Denio. Now need about 4 to pick up the first down here with the ball at the 28 of Troy. Three men wide left, and now they'll kill that play and get a new one from the sideline. One man wide right is Pratt. Here is a handoff to Denio coming near side, has got the 25, cuts inside, and bangs over a man at the 20-yard line. And he's going to have the first down, and now a flag again at the end of this play. I believe that penalty came at the end of that play on the run by Denio.
May have been a dead ball.
Well, the white hat on the crew is explaining
block in the back.
A block in the back against a yeoman. So Keaton had picked up plenty for the first down. This is going to be a spot. So the block will bring the ball back to the 32-yard line.
The Yeoman are killing themselves with penalties tonight.
Be third down and seven.
They really are hurting themselves with those penalties tonight.
Three men wide right as they flood that side, and Sheffield, the lone receiver, to the left. Another direct snap to Denio. Keaton bangs through a hole in the middle inside the 30 down to about the 27-yard line on that carry. And it's going to be fourth down. They need about the 20. They need to be inside the 25 to keep this drive alive. A fourth down here, and they're going to go for it. An empty backfield as Feltz and Sheffield come left. Denio, Christie, and Pratt go to the right side. Out of the gun, it's a quick pass left side. Feltz has it for a first down, I believe, down at the 22-yard line. Wow. Yeoman overcame some costly penalties to pick up the first down there. A hold, and then that block in the back. And convert on fourth down. Ball at the 22-yard line out of the shotgun. Again, three men wide right. And here is another give to Denio. Keaton's trying to run to the sideline, and there's not a whole lot there. He's not going to pick up much as he's ridden down out of bounds on the near side. About a half a yard maybe. It'll be second down and 10 for the Yeoman from that 22-yard line. A minute 27 to go here in the third quarter. Yeoman leading at 21-6. Capriva will send three men wide to the right side, one man alone to the left, ball on the near hash. As Capriva drops back, looking left, he's throwing a fade to the end zone. Sheffield is there. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman take advantage with a 24-yard touchdown toss from Capriva to Sheffield. And Colton just outran his man, a fade route to the end zone, and Capriva laid it right in there for the touchdown that puts the Yeoman up 27-6 with a minute 21 to go in the third quarter. Here is Yvonne on for the extra point. The hold by Shelton. Snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. And the Yeoman take a 28-6 lead with a minute 21 to go in the third.
And we're going to give away a car,
a
gas
$100
card.
Gas card to Don Unick tonight on that touchdown from Capriva to Sheffield. 30-second timeout. We're back. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, offers a wide variety of Michelin tires that you can depend on. Cameron Tire Store provides new Michelin brand tires, wheel alignment, tire repairs, and oil changes too. Stop in and visit the friendly staff at Cameron Tire Store to find the right Michelin brand tires for your vehicle. Cameron Tire Store, your hometown Michelin dealer, 1407 North Travis in Cameron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday, 7 to noon.
Recap the Dons' paint and body scoring drive. The Yeoman go 34 yards on five plays. It ends on a 24-yard touchdown pass from Jason Capriva to Colton Sheffield. And the Yeomen answer the Troy score here in the third with a minute 21 to go. The scoring drive brought to you by Don's Paint and Body. More than 20 years of experience, and they specialize in windshield repair and replacement. Don takes the dents out of accidents, and he fills up his truck with a $100 gas card tonight as well. Don Unick at Don's Paint and Body. Minute 21 to go as Yvonne gets set to kick it away. It's a deep kick to the near sideline. Freeman's going to take it at the 12. Run back toward the middle of the field across the 15, the 20, the 25. And he will go down hard at around the 30 on the return there by Dwayne Freeman. And the Trojans will have their second possession of the quarter. The first one was a long 85-yard drive that they would get on the board with on a 4-yard touchdown run. And they'll work out of that slot T look again. This one's a handoff to the big fullback out across the 35 to the 37-yard line. And that is, I'm sure that was Farmer.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yes. They came out in a strong set that time, all the backs to one side, and that gave them three lead blockers for Farmer.
Bodazai for Farmer, and now the back is the big man, number 99. This one is a keeper by Whitley, who is going to be drugged down on a nice open field tackle by Colt Labai, as that time they stuck big Kobe Herring, the big tight end, in the backfield as the runner. Faked it to him. Whitley kept it and got near first down yardage. Now they want to measure it to see if he got it or not. I thought he motioned to the chain gang. Yes, he did. And here they come across the field to measure. Looks like they're going to be short. Looking across the field, it looks like they need to get right on top of the 40-yard line, and this ball spotted a little bit short of the 40. Nope. They say he got enough, and it's a first down for the Trojans. With 18 seconds remaining in the third quarter.
Well, they were going to go for it anyhow.
Yeah.
It didn't make any difference.
It wasn't going to matter. A 4-yard touchdown run by Mayo in the third quarter, and then a 2-point conversion try that failed. They'll wind the clock, and we should get one more play off by the Trojans as Whitley takes the snap and hands it off to a wingback coming around the right side, and he'll get up to about the 42-yard line. That is Worcester on the carry, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. Cameron Yeoman lead the Troy Trojans here. 28-6 is our score as we go to the fourth. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
Cameron, your CarQuest store knows that many of us are now finding out that do-it-yourself means do-it-for-less. Relax. At CarQuest, they can help you be a thrifty do-it-yourselfer. They have more than 800,000 items available, plus the expertise to get you started. At Milam Auto, your CarQuest store, they've got the parts and the know-how for you to do it right and do it for less. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts at Milam Auto, 4th and Travis in Cameron.
Welcome back to Yost Stadium as we head down the stretch. Fourth quarter coming your way, and it's brought to you tonight by the Cameron Yeoman Athletic Booster Club. As we get back underway, it'll be second down and 8 for the Trojans from their own 42-yard line. 28-6, the Yeoman lead it. As the Trojans come to the line from the shotgun, sending twin receivers wide to the near side. A back to either side of Whitley, and now Worcester, I believe, goes in motion. Whitley will hand off to Farmer. Farmer bounces outside across midfield and down to the 45-yard line. On a second down and 8, he picks up about 13. The Trojans outnumber the Yeomen in first downs 13-7 so far. But Jason Capriva is 50% completion rate at 8 for 16. He's got 2 touchdowns and 88 yards through the air tonight. Twins come to both sides again from the gun. Whitley with 2 backs, 1 to either side. Motion in the offensive line. And that'll back up the Trojans 5 yards. You know, Coach, they've committed that particular foul several times tonight, but most of the time they're able to overcome it.
Right. That's the 6th time they've had that penalty.
They're going to mark this one off against the Yeoman. So the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
I guess so.
Because most definitely the Trojan right side of the offensive line moved before the snap, but I don't know, the coaches were complaining about the Yo defense maybe causing that somehow, and this time the penalty goes against the Yeoman for 5 yards. 1st and 5. Twins come to the near side for the Trojans. That is Worcester along with Chance Oliver. And again from the shotgun. And now the officials want to discuss. I'm not sure. But it'll be 1st down and 5. I guess Coach Rhodes wanted an explanation of that penalty.
Well, what they saw was the tight end, as you mentioned, jump across there. But evidently, somebody on the defense caused him to do that, and you and I didn't see it, so.
1st and 5 from the 40-yard line. Again, it is Oliver and Worcester coming to the near side from the shotgun. Whitley will keep it. Bounces outside, breaks a tackle, and is brought down after about a 6-yard gain, but it will be a 1st down. As Zach Riola had him in the backfield, couldn't hold on to him. And then he goes for 6 yards and another Trojan 1st down. 11-10 remaining in the game. And again, the Trojans are methodically on the move against the O defense. This time wide to the left comes Cox and Worcester. And Whitley will again keep it. This time he runs into Edgar Luna for a 2-yard loss. Give him a yard loss, I guess. 2nd down and 11 from the 36-yard line. Zach Rowell also in on that tackle. Luna tried to strip the ball, but Whitley was already to his knees. And it's 2nd and 11 from the Yo 36. Slot right now. Under center goes Whitley, and he will hand off to Worcester from the slot, who comes around the near side and gets inside the 30 down to the 25-yard line for a gain of 10. 3rd down and 1. Ten minutes to play in the game. 28-6 is our score. As the Trojans sprint to the line, slot left, under center Whitley. He'll hand off to Farmer over right tackle. And he'll get a couple. He needed one, he got 2, 1st and 10. Coach, I think a lot of Yo fans must be listening on the radio in the second half. The stands emptied out a little bit after halftime.
Ah, yes.
Slot right, under center. Fumble on the snap, a scramble for it. And Whitley falls on it for a 2-yard loss. 2nd and 12 now for the Trojans. Coming up after our broadcast tonight, it's the Stanley Lind Autoplex Friday Night Finals. Get you caught up on all the scores from around Central Texas. 2nd and 12 from the Yo 26. Slot right under center. And the handoff to the slot, Worcester. He comes around the near side, got room again. Inside the 25, down to the 20, and out of bounds at the 19-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 8.
A flag.
And there is a flag, and it looks like this one's going to come back.
Holding.
Holding against the offense. Going to erase about an 8-yard gain. They'll mark it off. I'm not sure where they're going to mark it off from. Looks like from the point of the foul, which was the 25, they'll go back to the 35-yard line. And that'll set up a second down and 21. Second and 21 for the Trojans. From now just outside the Yo 35-yard line. A man goes wide to the right. That's Oliver. Worcester also wide to the right. And he'll come in motion to the near side. Whitley with a snap. He'll want to throw it over the middle. And he just overfires the intended receiver, who was open at around the 30-yard line. And it's going to be third and 21 now for the Trojans. Coming up, the 10th play of this drive. They had one incredible drive earlier in this game that took up 10 minutes off the clock, went 25 plays long, and did not score. Actually, 21 plays.
Then they came back and drove 85 yards and 12 plays and did score.
And did score. Twins come to the near side from the gun, goes Whitley. And he will hand off right up the middle to Farmer. Farmer fights his way down to the 30-yard line, a gain of 5.
Score update, guys. Marlin had taken a 14-7 lead over McGregor. McGregor has now tied that game back up at 14.
And it is fourth down at 16-17 now for the Trojans from the 31-yard line. Big fourth down coming up here. They are, I think, if my calculations are right, 3 out of 4 on fourth down attempts. Twins to the far side from the shotgun. And now man in motion to the right side as well as Whitley drops straight back. He is going to be hit in the backfield. Avoids one man. Edgar can't get him. Throws one long downfield. This one's broken up at the goal line. Broken up, and the Yeoman will take over at their own 31-yard line. .739 remaining in the game. The Yeoman with the ball at the 31 and the lead, 28-6. They'll come to the line of scrimmage. Yeoman running pretty thin in that offensive line. With Harrell out along with Brandon Vargas, also not in uniform tonight. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Capriva will fake a handoff. Going to throw deep down the middle. Jalen White is wide open, but it's too tall. White had two steps on his defender at the Trojan 40-yard line, but just off his fingertips, and it's second and 10.
Well, we understand those injuries. Talked to John Marek just a couple of minutes ago. Harrell and Carranza both with left ankle injuries, and, of course, you can see Adam not dressed out in the second half. Also, Harrell not to return tonight. So we don't know the long-term status of those ankle injuries.
Trips go wide to the left. One man near side. That is Colton Shelton. Second down and 10. And the handoff to Denio up the middle. He breaks free across the 40, 45. He's across midfield and brought down hard at the Trojan 46-yard line.
21 yards.
Big play for Keaton Denio, and it gives the Yeoman,
without a penalty,
new downs. Yeah, no.
He's had 10, 15, 20-yard runs, but they've all been brought back.
First and 10 from the Trojan 46 now. And Capriva wants to throw. Bubble screen. Feltz has it. He's across the 40 and has spun down at the 32-yard line. 14-yard gain and another first down for the Yeoman. Yeoman on the move on a drive that started at their own 31-yard line. Trips will go wide left. That is Sims, Feltz, and Sheffield. Shelton wide right. And Jaywan Anderson in the backfield now with Capriva, who wants to throw. Dropping back, looking deep down the near sideline. Shelton there, caught out of bounds at the 3-yard line. Colton had to make a 360 or 180 turnaround to make that catch, and his momentum carried him out of bounds at the 3-yard line. It's first and goal for the Yeoman. All right.
Anderson in the backfield to the left of Capriva. Twin receivers to both sides from the three. And now sideline warning down near the goal line. Out of the gun. Looks right, throws right, touchdown, Zach Feltz on the other end.
Capriva's third touchdown throw of the night. He's also got one on the ground, and the Yeoman go up 34-6. The Milam Auto Carquest extra point coming up, and the Yeoman marked 69 yards in only four plays for that touchdown. Shelton to hold for Yvonne, who is perfect on the night at 4 for 4. Let's see if he can go 5 for 5. The kick is up, and it's good. And with 6:42 left in the game, the Yeoman up their lead 35-6 over the Trojans. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Have you got your eye on a sweetie? Well, now's the time to make a date to get into Sioux Falls Prater for the lowest prices of the year on John Deere's 40 to 90 horsepower tractors. You'll see deals as sweet as 0% for 72 months and extended warranties available at no extra cost. Plan a date to get a deal during the month of October, because these John Deere tractors won't wait around. Visit cptractor.com to find a store near you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer ends October 26, 2012. In stock models only. Finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See dealer for details.
Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive on that one. The Yeoman take over after holding the Trojans on downs back at their own 31-yard line. They marked 69 yards in four plays, a 21-yard Keaton Denio run, a big pass play from Capriva to Shelton at the 3-yard line, sets up the 3-yard pass play from Capriva to Feltz to cash in for 6. The extra point good, 69 yards, four plays, 35-6 our score. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Yvonne will tee it up again. Freeman and Worcester back to receive the kickoff. As the Yeoman move left to right, they have a bit of a wind at their back. High kick. Going to be fielded at the 11-yard line by Worcester. Looking for a hole up the middle and finds a little seam up to about the 28-yard line before he is brought down, and there is a flag.
Yep.
Back at the line of scrimmage, which normally indicates offsides. The kicking line of scrimmage, I should say. It's.
So they'll step it off from there.
Yeah, they'll mark it off from the 28 out to the 33. And the Trojans will have it first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Now, is that first and 5, Coach?
No.
Actually,
should be first and 10 because it occurred dead ball.
Okay, so first and 10 from the 34 is where they mark it. That's where the Trojans will begin this drive. 6:36 left in the game. Troy will come to the line of scrimmage in a slot right. The handoff around the right side. Looking for room, turns the corner, gets good yardage of about 10 yards. That is Justin Saxon on the carry.
They've gone final in Temple tonight, where the Wildcats lose to Harker Heights 42-7.
Harker Heights is a Jekyll and Hyde this year.
Well, they're 4-1 in district.
They're mostly Jekyll.
Yeah. At one time, though, guys, they had only scored 24 points, I think, through five games of the year. 42 tonight.
McGregor has taken a lead over Marlin, 20-14. Slot right, and Whitley wants to throw deep downfield. Sapp is there. He's got the pick at the 28-yard line. Great coverage by Tyler Sapp, who had great positioning, shielded the receiver away from the ball, and hauls in the INT.
Well, Whitley's only thrown, completed one for 5 yards out of 7 attempts. A lot of those have just been thrown up, and that one, Tyler Sapp was back there waiting for it.
Well, when you're a running team and you're down by 4 touchdowns,
yep,
it kind of takes you out of your game plan. Yo offense back on the field, 1st and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Jaywan Anderson in the backfield, and Io may be through for the night. Trips come to the near side, the wide side of the field for the Yeoman. And Capriva will hand off to Jaywan Anderson. Jaywan bounces outside with his speed, then cuts up field and lowers his shoulder, gets about 7 on the carry, maybe 8 up to the 36-yard line, give him 8 yards.
Well, they're used to Denio, who is a control runner and a power runner, and all of a sudden here comes Anderson sprinting out of there. Kind of caught him by surprise.
Now he picks up 8, 2nd down and 2 for the Yeoman. This time the wide side of the field is the Trojan sidelines, and that's where 3 wide receivers will line up. As direct snap to Anderson. He's into the secondary, across midfield, and down to the 48-yard line goes Jaywan Anderson for a gain of 18 yards and another 1st and 10 for the Yeoman. Ball at the Trojan 47 now. Clock moving, approaching 5.5 minutes left in the game. The Yeoman with a commanding 35-6 lead. Trips go wide left. Shelton alone wide near side. Anderson in the backfield with Capriva. And he'll get the handoff left tackle. And changes directions and is going to be caged up at about the 44-yard line. That's a gain of 4.
They've gone final in Marlin tonight. McGregor wins that game 20-14.
2nd down and 6. And the Yeoman now milking the play clock in absolutely no hurry. Fewer plays you run, Coach, the fewer chances for injury, huh?
That's correct.
Twins go to both sides. And the play clock down inside of 5 seconds. Capriva takes the snap. And it's a draw play, but whistles.
I'm sure they got delay, maybe.
Oh, the clock, play clock still timeout. Had about 5 seconds on it.
Coach on the sideline called timeout real quick.
All right, we'll take a break with them. The Yeoman used one of their 3 timeouts here in the second half. 4:25 left in the game. Yeoman lead it 35-6.
A lifetime of smiles begins at Smile at the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
And we are back. Coach, a big turning point in this game. Actually, the Trojans got all fired up. They scored. They kicked an onside kick. Appeared that they had it. The fans, the coaches, and the team all felt like they had it, but it was a yard short of going 10 yards. Then they get flagged for some extracurricular.
Well, unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah. Verbal extracurricular. Jaywan Anderson gets the handoff, comes near side, runs over a defender.
Wow.
at the 35-yard line. He is down. That is a 9-yard gain by Jaywan Anderson and another first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Those fresh legs on offense and those weary legs on defense are starting to show.
First and 10, Trojan 35-yard line for the Yeoman. 35-6 lead, 4 minutes and 5 seconds left in the game. Anderson in the backfield. And he will get the handoff up the middle. No, Capriva will keep it. And he will get about a yard forward progress. That's a read play, and the quarterback has the option there of letting go of the ball or pulling it in.
He should have let go of it.
Yeah, if you're only going to get a yard, let that running back take the beating.
Well, he had a pretty good hold.
Second and a long 9 for the Yeoman. Again, the clock rolling. 3:25 now left. Shelton wide to the right. Trips go wide left. And Capriva will hand off this time to Anderson. Anderson is spun down at the 32-yard line.
I tell you what, he was one jersey away from going. Somebody had missed their block, and I won't call the number, but the guy reached out and grabbed hold of his jersey from behind. Otherwise he had straight down the field.
I want to know the number.
No.
See, only a coach sees those kind of things. Trips go wide left. Shelton alone wide near side. Ball on the near hash mark as Jaywan Anderson again in the backfield with Capriva. Third down and 8. Capriva,
Labai.
Options. Well, that's Labai in. And Jaywan Anderson breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage and is run out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's a gain of about 6. And it's going to set up a fourth down and 2 for the Yeoman. Colt Labai in at quarterback now for the Yeoman.
Yeoman trying to put the finishing touches on this one here. McGregor beating Marlin tonight. So a win here and that game will clinch a playoff spot.
Fourth and 2 for the Yeoman. Labai at quarterback. Anderson in the backfield. The norm wide receivers, trips to the left. Anderson with a direct snap. He will dive across the 25 to the 23-yard line. He picks up 5 yards and moves the chains again for the Yeoman. Well, barring a fumble, the Yeoman should not have to give up possession of this ball. Anderson kind of limping off the field after that run.
Yeah, we'll see Raiola in the backfield.
Zach Raiola checks in. He will line up to the right of Labai in the backfield. As Labai will take a high snap handoff to Raiola and dives forward for a yard, but not more than that. But we're under 2 minutes to play now here in our fourth quarter, brought to you tonight by the Yeo High School Athletic Booster Club. Remember, the Booster Club meets Mondays at 7 in the Yeo High School Fieldhouse. Join the Booster Club and become a member. It's real easy. Just show up. I think it's a $10 membership fee. And then you can watch highlights of the game at the Booster Club. Twins both sides and the handoff up the middle to Raiola again, no daylight there, and no yardage either. But that is the 10th play of this drive that started with 6 minutes and 32 seconds in the game, and we're down to a minute. It is third down and 10.
Those wide receivers know they're not going to see the ball.
Yeah, Jaywan Anderson back in the backfield with Labai now. And he'll get the... No, Labai keeps it. Turns the corner around the near side. Inside the 20, the 10, the 5. Labai in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
I could have told you he was going to pull that ball before the night was over.
Labai's got some quick feet. And with 40 seconds left in the ball game, Levi takes it in.
He's got a move or two.
What? 16.
Here is the Milam Auto CarQuest extra point. And it's up and good. As Michael Yvonne goes 6-for-6 in the extra point category. And with 40 seconds left in the game, the Yeomen up their lead 42-6 over the Trojans. Back with a finish in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Nathan Van Noord here with Texas Land Bank. As first and second generation yeomen, my dad and I follow Yo football every fall. We love a good yeoman football game and look forward to another winning season in 2012. At Texas Land Bank, we can help you win too with the loan services we provide. If you're in the market to buy a place in the country, it's what we do. Visit us online at texaslandbank.com or call 254-778-8111.
Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center is there for your long-term care or acute nursing needs. Extensive rehab services are available at the Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center. Whether your need is a soothing home environment providing long-term care for you or a loved one, or an intensive therapy department to provide rehabilitation for recovery after an illness, surgery, or injury, they have the professional and dedicated staff ready to meet your needs. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, caring for you. Step by step.
Welcome back as the Yeomen will tee it up after their sixth touchdown of the night. 42-6, they lead it with 40 seconds remaining. And your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, an 11-play, 72-yard drive that chewed up 6 minutes off of the fourth quarter clock, capped by that 16-yard lie-by TD run and the extra point good. 42-6, our score, and very well likely be our final. Here's the high kick fielded on a first bounce at the 20-yard line and out of bounds at that point with 36 seconds remaining. We'll have a talk with Coach Rick Rhodes following our game tonight as the Trojans will put it into play from their own 20-yard line with 36 seconds remaining. 42-6. Yeoman will go to 8-0 on the year. Three wide receivers to the right side. Whitley wants to throw across the middle, and he underthrows the intended receiver up at the 40-yard line. Intended for Chance Oliver. Second down and 10.
Trojans are 1 of 8 throwing the football for 5 yards with an interception. That is not their strong suit.
And the Yeomen will have too many men on the field, but they did not throw the flag as a substitution didn't get off in time. Around the right side, a hit out of bounds, and another no-flagger.
Contact was well on this. They were both going towards the sideline. The contact was on the playing field.
It'll move the chains on a 10-yard carry up to the 30-yard line. Seconds remaining as the Trojans will go under center and a slot left and hand off to the tailback. That is Justin Saxon, who gets up to the 35-yard line for a gain of 5. And the clock is now under 10 seconds to play. Probably will not get another playoff here. They're going to sprint to the line of scrimmage. 2-1, and they just get the snap off. They'll hand off around the right side and brought down at the 39-yard line. A 4-yard gain on the final play of this one as time runs out. The Cameron Yeoman go to 8-0 on the year with a 42-6 win over the Troy Trojans in front of a homecoming crowd at Yost Stadium. We'll be back with our postgame show live from the stadium in just a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Do you need tire rotation, brake replacement, or an oil change? Then you need to stop by and let the certified service department at Stanley Lynn Autoplex go to work for you. Stanley Lynn Autoplex has expertly trained mechanics ready to answer your questions and provide you with fantastic friendly service. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays 8 to noon. Stanley Lynn Autoplex on Highway 36 in Cameron. Find fantastic service, great selections, and great prices at Stanley Lynn Autoplex.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice, 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Label Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Label Funeral Home anytime, serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
Welcome back to Yost Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman find the end zone six times here tonight, two very quickly on two turnovers, and in all three touchdowns on turnovers all in the first half here tonight to go on to a 42-6 win over the Troy Trojans. Kudos to Samari Wright defensively. Probably had as good a game as he's had all year defensively for the Yeoman. You heard his name, much like you heard Edgar Luna's name last week defensively for the Yeoman. But offense was the name of the game here tonight as the Yeo offense, especially coach in the second half, found a way to put together some decent drives.
Well, once they got the football.
Yeah.
Yeah. Troy Trojans didn't want to let them have the football, which is a great game plan, but when they did get it, they were able to strike from a good from all over the place and put a lot of points on the board.
I know. All right, Rob has Coach Rhodes down on the field.
All right, Coach, congratulations on this one. Defense puts you in situations you cashed in, especially in the first half.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those two, I think starting off with those two turnovers right off the bat, you know, and able to get those first two touchdowns were big. You know, we knew that they were going to try to keep the ball away from us, and you know, at times in the ballgame, they did a great job of that. And, you know, we missed some opportunities. We dropped some balls and things like that. The good thing is we came away with the win, and hopefully I think that gets us in the playoffs.
All right, when you take a look, you had a couple of guys banged up tonight. You know anything about the extent of those injuries?
You know, I know, you know, talking to our trainer about Adam Carranza, who got hurt early in the game, I think it's just an ankle sprain. So hopefully it's not too serious. I mean, we'll certainly need him down the stretch. I think Kylan and Jonathan Riggs, you know, they've kind of had problems with their ankles all year. Just nothing serious, just got it tweaked and stuff. So hopefully they're not too serious. We'll find out tomorrow.
All right, enjoy this one, Coach. Got a Marlin Bulldogs, who gave McGregor all they wanted tonight,
they
coming
really,
in next
what
week.
Was the score?
20-14, the final in that
really?
One.
Really? And McGregor won?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, next week, good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rob. Thank
all right.
you.
All right, and, yeah, that was a come-from-behind win by the Bulldogs, the Marlin, the McGregor Bulldogs, who trailed actually 14-7 in that game. Let's see. We'll take a quick break and be back with more on our – well, let's tell you what. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. How about that?
All right. For the Cameron Yeoman, they had 13 first downs to 17 for the Troy Trojans. Total yards, Cameron 281, Troy 221. For Cameron, they rushed for 151, while Troy rushed for 216 of their 221. They only completed one pass out of eight for 5 yards and had an interception. The Cameron Yeomen were 11 of 20 without an interception for 130 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Cameron Yeoman did not lose any fumbles, and as we mentioned all throughout the ball game, the Troy Trojans turned the ball over 3 times in the first half, and it cost them 21 points. The Cameron Yeoman had 8 penalties for 65 yards. Troy had 7 penalties for 50.
All right, there's the numbers for you for tonight. Our final again, 42-6. The Yeoman go to 8-0 on the season. We'll take a quick break and be back with highlights and our MVP selection when the post-game show continues. Don't forget, immediately following our coverage here tonight, it's the Stanley Lynn Autoplex Friday Night Finals. We'll get you caught up on all the scores from around Central Texas. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman football coverage on 105.1 The Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. CameronCameron.com. This fall, you've got lots of work to do in the yard. And Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron has the bags you'll need. During October, while supplies last, the 39-gallon size, just $7.99. And get ready for pecan season. Anderle Lumber Company has pecan pickers, pecan crackers, and shellers, too. All in stock while supplies last. Get yours now at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
And welcome back into our post-game wrap-up here from Yost Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman win tonight 42-6. We've got our Standards Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Player. And, Coach, who's that going to be tonight?
It's going to be Jason Capriva, 11 for 20 for 3 touchdowns and ran for 1.
All right, good stuff. Tonight's Standards Home Health and Hospice Most Valuable Player, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Home Health and Hospice, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Take a look at our highlights tonight. It was the Yeoman getting on the board very early in the first couple of minutes. A fumble on the very first play from scrimmage for the Troy Trojans, and the Yeoman would cash in on this touchdown pass from Jason Capriva to Colton Sheffield. They'll have Denio to his left, with twin receivers on both sides. Shelton split out wide right. Sims in the slot right. Feltz and Sheffield go left. Back to pass, looking left. As Sheffield on a slant into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. The Yeoman take a 7-0 lead at that point. 3 plays later, on Troy's third play of their next drive, they would fumble, and the Yeoman cashed in again. This time it took them a little bit longer as they drove 46 yards on 8 plays. And it ended on this 9-yard touchdown run by Capriva. 3 men wide left as White, Feltz, and Sheffield go to that side. Pratt alone to the right side. Denial, the running back, in the backfield. Play clock down to 5. Getting the call from the sideline. Capriva takes it. He's going to keep it. Runs it right side to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. That would put the score at 14-0 after the point after by Michael Evon. The next drive belonged to the Troy Trojans, and they would drive nearly the length of the field, going about 70 yards on that drive that ended on a turnover on downs at the Cameron 4-yard line. It was a 21-play drive that came up empty, and the Yeoman defense makes a big play there to turn them away. The Yeoman and the Trojans would trade punts, and then fumbled high snap on a punt play with about 3 minutes to go in the
I guess about 3 minutes to go in the first half, a fumbled high snap on a punt, and the Yeoman would cash in on a 10-yard run by Keaton Denio. Right, they'll send Shelton and White out wide right, Sims and Sheffield to the left side. As the ball is right on the 10-yard line, Denio stands to the left of Capriva. It's a direct snap to Keaton. Big hole right up the middle. Touchdown, Yeoman. As Joe mentioned, he could have run for miles, I think, through that hole, and the Yeoman would take that 21-0 lead into the locker room at halftime. Cameron would get the football first in the second half, but couldn't do much with it. They picked up a first down on the first play of that possession, but then were forced to punt, and the Troy Trojans would get on the board, going 85 yards on the ensuing drive. They did that on 12 plays. It ended on a 4-yard Colton Mayo touchdown run. They would go for two, and the two-point conversion was no good. The Yeoman came right back to answer as they would drive 66 yards on five plays. I'm sorry, they drive 34 yards. That was following that onside kick that didn't go quite 10 yards before Troy touched it. The Yeoman also saw a personal foul at the end of that play called against the Troy Trojans, and the Yeoman would start at the Troy 34-yard line. They go 34 yards in five plays, overcame two big 10-yard penalties on that possession as well, and it ended on a 24-yard touchdown pass, second of the night, Jason Capriva to Colton Sheffield. Capriva will send three men wide to the right side, one man alone to the left, ball on the near hash. As Capriva drops back, looking left, he's throwing a fade to the end zone. Sheffield is there. Touchdown, Yeoman. That score would put the Yeoman up 28-6 with a minute 21 remaining in the third quarter. And the fourth quarter, once again, as it has so many times this season, belonged to the Yeoman as the defense would force a turnover on downs on Troy's next possession of the night. The Yeoman turn and go 69 yards on the ensuing play, a 21-yard Keaton Denio run, a big play on that drive, and it ended on a 3-yard touchdown catch, this time to Zach Feltz. Down near the goal line. Out of the gun, looks right, throws right, touchdown, Zach Feltz on the other end. And there was a nice long pass to Colton Shelton on that drive as well that set the Yeoman up with that first and goal situation, as Feltz catches a 3-yard touchdown pass. Another turnover for the Yeoman as Tyler Sapp got an interception of Whitley, and that would set the Yeoman up for their final score of the night as they would go 72 yards on the next drive in 11 plays. Colt Labai ended it on this 16-yard touchdown run.
Labai keeps it, turns the corner around the near side, inside the 20, the 10, the 5. Labai in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
And the Yeoman will go to 8-0 with that win on that final touchdown run by Colt Labai. And more importantly, 5-0 in District 13-2A Division 1 play with a 42-6 win tonight. And again, Capriva, our Standards Home Health and Hospice most valuable player tonight as well. The Yeoman go right back to work, though, Coach, against the Marlin Bulldogs, who fall for the second time, second straight week tonight. They lose to McGregor in a game that saw McGregor come from behind on two different occasions to win that one tonight in Marlin, 20-14. Marlin Bulldogs come in here next week with their back against the wall, and you know, we saw a fantastic effort out of them last year in Marlin. A lot of that team is back, and so that has the potential of a heck of a ball game here at Yost Stadium next week.
Oh, it really does. You know, we've always talked about Marlin, about how slow they start off, and then they just gradually get better. If they played McGregor to a 20-14, of course, they led that ball game most of the game before losing it. So they'll come in here, as you said, with their back to the wall, and they'll give the Yeoman all they want.
All right. That is next week here at Yost Stadium. The Yeoman have that game at home, and then they wrap up the regular season on the road in Florence 2 weeks from tonight. This win tonight, along with that McGregor win, is a clinching spot in the playoffs at least, but the Yeomen have their sights set on higher goals than just a playoff appearance, namely a third straight district championship, as they win their 17th straight district game tonight here with this 42-6 win over the Troy Trojans. I want to say thanks to our sports team tonight, Ian Eunice back at the ranch along with Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed helping out, Jerry Bethel snapping the camera for KMIL.com, and thanks to our account executives, Denise Tao, Sherry Smitherman, and all of the sponsors that make our broadcast possible for Cameron Yeoman football. Remember, Friday night finals coming your way next here on the ranch. Brett Eberhardt and Dallas Reed will have all the Centex scores from teams in action on the gridiron tonight. And tomorrow morning, join Dallas and Bill Whitmire for an in-depth look at high school games across the Central Texas area. They're on the air tomorrow morning, bright and early at 7:45 here on the ranch. That will conclude our coverage of Fighting Cameron Yeoman football tonight. For Ed and Joe, I'm Rob Reed. Again, our final tonight is Cameron over Troy, 42-6. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by
Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, your Central Texas John Deere dealers. Stanley Lynn Autoplex, your Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer. Standards Home Healthcare and Hospice. Ebco Development. By Anderley Lumber Company, The Bling Box, and Gypsy Glow Tanning. Buckholz State Bank, Cameron Branch. By Smile at the World Orthodontics. Capolino Dodd and Krebs. Budget Host Inn and Suites. By Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative. Marek Burns Laywolf Funeral Home. Mila Model Supply, your CarQuest parts store. By Little River Materials. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Cox AC and Heating. Texas Land Bank by Cameron Nursing Center. Rattler's Convenience Stores. Cameron Tire Store and Citizens National Bank. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football. Another KMIL Sports production.